Slava Gospodu.
Praise the Lord.
Ja nisam ni znao da ću govoriti danas ovo svjedočanstvo, ali eto, brat kako ga je duh vodio, eto.
I wasn't prepared to share this testimony, but let me be to the glory of God.
Desilo se da stojim pred vama i evo ispričao jedno svjedočanstvo koje je možda nekome, možda sitnica, ali meni mnogo znači i da sam zahvalan Gospodu.
I'll share a testimony which may be a small thing in your eyes, but in my eyes it's great and I praise God through it. Amen.
Pa braća i sestre iz Kovačice iz Padine znaju da sam ja imao već godinama problema sa kolenom.
Brothers and sisters from Kovačica and Padina know that for years I had problems with my knee.
I to ide konstantno me boli koleno i to već godinama ono stalno imam boli u kolenu.
For years consistently I've had pain in my knee.
Sada prvog dana kampa kad smo došli ovamo.
And on the first day of the camp when we came here,
tu spavaoni gdje spavamo mi braća.
Ima dormitory where the brothers are sleeping.
Ima jedan stepenik.
There is a little step.
I ja kako sam išao sa mojim malim sinom unutra, ja nisam znao još da tamo ima stepenik. I ja sam pao kao malo dete. I baš sam pao, baš sam se ono ispružio i sin sa mnom. Obojica smo pali.
I tripped on the step and I fell down just like a little child. Face down on the ground.
I udario sam koleno i to baš jako, ne znam, brad Jaroslav je bio tamo, baš sam jako udario koleno.
And I really hurt my knee really badly.
I kasnije sam se molio posle Bogu.
And I prayed to God.
Molio sam se Bogu, rekao, Bože, pa valjda neće sad da me uvati, pošto ponekad imam posle jake bole u tom kolenu, posle ne mogu ni da hodam uopšte.
And I said, Lord, surely I won't get such strong pains that I can't even walk.
I molio sam se Bogu da mi oduzme sav taj bol.
And I prayed to God to remove the pain.
I hvala Bogu, Bog ne da mi je oduzeo onaj bol koji sam tamo, što sam udario koleno, nego mi je uzeo i onaj bol koji me pratio i sviđi koleno.
Not only did the Lord take the pain from my fall, but he also took the initial pain which I had from before. Amen. God is good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ajde, izvolite. O, sestra moja draga, si kako kad se nekog malo pohvali, kako to mnogo znači. Izvolite. To me ne razumije, a? Sestra, došte, pojte se. Ili, možete tu? Može gore.
Može gore.
Da li ste ikad stajali pred mikrofonom? Jeste vidjeli mikrofon? Ne. Da. Ljubi ne treba, svi da
se
vidjeli. I want to give God the glory and boast how Jesus healed my son. He's not a believer. I said to John, can you pray for him? And he said, well, does he believe? On je vaš sin ili Isus?
Sin, on je moj. Ja verujem da mi Isus pomoći.
Amen. And he's my son, he's my very own son, and I believe Jesus will help. Amen.
I poslije ljekarka kazala da nema šanse za njega više.
And the lady doctor said there is no way for him to recover.
Na pluća kaže možda ima i tumor i svašta, sve otkazalo.
For 3 weeks he was very sick, he had perhaps tumor on his chest and all the other sicknesses. And I cried a lot, shall my child perish?
Amen.
He's not at peace with God.
Sestra moja, samo uvali sve brige na Gospoda. Ja sam si to pročitala. Ja sam iz Biblije dobila mir. Ja sam više ne plakala.
My sister Peace said to me that you should have peace in all things and cast all your cares upon him because he cares, and I had total peace. And she said, she used the word, she said, you make sure you burden the Lord with your cares. Don't keep it yourself, but burden him. Navalite na njega. Amen.
A poslije, moj sin za 3 nedelje došao zdravi kući.
Amen. Aleluja.
I kaže, a to je, kaže, bila samo upala.
Pa Gospodi siluju.
Ja sam zahvalna, verujte svi da
pogledam. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Am
She's not many more, but next time. Amen. You have mnoga svjedočanstva, ali drugi put. Amen. Well, stvari se su savršene u tri.
Amen.
Ko će biti treći?
Brother Michael.
Oh, brother Michael će kasnije. Brzo, ako još neko ima samo jedno, ja mislim, ne bi... Hvala Gospodu za to, sestro. Ja volim tu riječ. Navalila, kaže, natovarila Isusa sa brigom. To je dobro. To je bolja riječ nego metnuti. Amen. Ajde, brat.
I would like a short testimony.
Yes, please, brother. That's why we are here.
In the healing meetings.
Praise the Lord.
Possibly sorry.
Come, come.
Sorry, Brother John.
Ah, Brother John. Brother John doesn't mind. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, brother.
Amen. Amen. I am very happy observer, this Holy Ghost is very open, possibly a continuous.
Amen. Ja sam veoma radostan i veseo i vidim da Duh Sveti djeluje i da nastavi.
I would like to get a short testimony, only 5 minutes. Sorry, Brother John.
Samo kratko svjedočanstvo, samo 5 minuta, brat Janč.
As I listened to the testimony, the sister.
Kad sam čuo svjedočanstvo sestre.
Holy Ghost, this moment, movement, me.
Duh Sveti je pokrenuo mene.
To help you.
Da pomognem vama.
That the God today, God is miracle and wonders.
Da je Bog čudesa i Bog čuda. Amen.
But God, this hour, not doing public or ministry, Brother Branham, in public. Uh-huh.
But Bog ne radi danas javno, kao što je Bog radio kroz službu brata Branhama.
And the times that Brother Branham, his ministry was the many... Many was the big congregation of the show public.
Yeah. A brat Branham imao službu da su mnogi vidjeli javno i bilo je mnoštvo naroda prisutno.
And many believers stay for this inspiration would like once more confirm and repeat the show public wonders.
I mnogi vjernici bi možda htjeli nekada javno da se pokažu i da Gospod djeluje na takav silan način kao i prije.
But I observe today Holy Ghost doing little bit different, the miracle wonders doing little bit corner.
Amen. Sad sam primijetio da Gospod radi na drugačiji način, on uvijek djeluje još i radi, ali može biti kao u ćošku.
I many times preaching another country, I observe God confirmed by miracles and wonders.
I kad propovjedam u drugim zemljama, Gospod potvrdi svoju riječ sa čudima i čudesima. Amen.
I observe my local children, my family sometimes, I observe sick, the dramatic situation, but it's very troubled.
I primjećujem u svojoj familiji da nekad ima dramatične situacije, da su bolesni i nevolje.
Sometimes I observe God healing my wife with some things.
Ponekad Gospod izliječi moju ženu.
But 1 year ago we stayed very big dramatic situation.
A godinu unazad smo imali veoma dramatičnu situaciju.
My daughter family, his husband for genealogy has problem asthma.
Moj muž od čerke imao je astmu.
My son-in-law.
A to je moj zet.
And his father for genealogy had problem, continue asthma problem.
Imali su tu astmu kroz rodbinu.
And sometimes his father-in-law going to hospital and going to sanatorium and doing little bit medicines.
I njegov tata išao u bolnice i na druga mjesta oporavišta da se popravi.
My son-in-law brothers also he had hospitals and some hospital and injection, very dramatic situation.
I također njegov sin je imao iste probleme sa astmom, morao je udisati ovu pumpu i druge stvari.
I observe my son-in-law is many times also inhalator and many times is sick, going to hospital and medicine some and understand the problem astma.
I moj zet je također bio mnogo bolestan od astme, da je uzimao različite medicinu i pumpe i sve.
But my daughter had three children.
Aha, ali moja čerka ima troje djece.
But second children voices.
A drugi sin, drugo dijete je sin.
And these voices.
Ovaj sin.
My daughter said had problem asthma.
I također i on je imao problem od astme.
I observe this boys any week, any two month, a very dramatic situation.
Svaka dva mjeseca je bio u jako lošem stanju.
And the bronchitis problems.
Bronchitis.
And the asthma and
asthma i kašljuća skroz.
Day and night.
Dan i noć.
Sometimes these voices. Go to hospital.
Sin išao, to jest unuk je išao u bolnicu i tako
dalje. My daughter crying is very dramatic.
Čerka je plakala, molila se i zaista je bila u velikoj tegobi.
A doctor get opinion.
I doktor je dao svoje mišljenje.
Is this problem asthma the biggest problem astma.
Najveći korijen sviju toga je astma.
But this astma is from genealogy.
Aha, ali to je već u roditelji, preoci i prijemaju.
Also this environment is the living my family. Is the factory chemical, the atmospheric pollution is very bad. Da,
i na mjestu gdje moja familija živi jako je loše, zagađeno od tvornice, polucije, kemikalije itd.
The smoke every day and night, the environment
jako loše.
Is very very bad to asthma and very very
jako
bad problem.
Jako je loše za oni koji imaju astmu i druge bolesti.
We sometimes living in positive places, sometimes negative places.
Ponekad smo na dobrim mjestima, a ponekad na lošim.
And my daughter crying. But doctor gave opinion the problem asthma shall be growing.
I doktor dao svoje mišljenje i rekao da će astma još postajati sve gora i gora.
But these boys must take it in action.
Moraju uštrcavati se sa.
And the came attack must transportation him to hospital.
I ako dobio napad moraju odmah odvesti u bolnicu.
I observe these boys day and night and problem asthma is very very dramatic.
Dan i noć su kašljali i jako bilo loše.
I observe depression my daughter observe the drama.
I to je sve uticalo na moju čerku više i više.
My daughter stay in the corner. My daughter sitting in the corner. Yeah.
Čerka je sjedila u čošku.
But the boys is staying very near to me in the church.
A djeca su sjedila, to jest unučad su sjedila blizu mene u crkvi.
And my daughter said is never doctor, never hospital, never possibly healing.
Znači,
opinion definitely.
O doktori bolnice svi je mišljenje bilo da nikako nije moguće da oni ozdrave.
But this asthma shall be progressing.
A znači ona ići na gore i na gore.
And the asthma specifically tape shall be growing.
Da, da će se širiti sve na gore i gore.
As the camp diet.
Ja, evo, zbog dijete i drugih stvari.
I shall be in the, any times would like, maybe would like help one another. Aha.
Mnogo put u ovakvim situacijama mi bi rado pomogli jedni drugima.
Brother Branham said we must identification with this
Amen.
Problem.
Brat Branham je rekao da se moramo poistovjetiti sa tom osobom.
At this time I observe Holy Ghost anointing me.
Ali ovaj čas sam osjetio pomazanje Duha Svetoga.
I know received power.
Ja znam da je to bilo nadprirodna sila.
I know received power to healing.
Za isceljenje.
I received power to identification.
Imao sam silu da sam se osjećao sa njima.
I taken these voices.
Uzeo sam ovu djecu.
I said to my daughter, stay quietly, sitting quietly, no interesting me.
Čerki sam rekao da sjedi i da miruje i da se ne, da mi ne smeta.
Please no observer me.
Nemoj čak ni gledat na
mene. Looking through the window, no observer.
Gledaj kroz prozor, ali nemoj gledat na mene.
I take the boys a sitting chair.
Uzeo sam unuka, metnio na krilo.
Was the residential my daughter. Was no church, was the residential.
A to je bilo u kući, ne u crkvi.
Was normalna
kuća.
Normal evening time.
Ja, jedne večeri.
I taken these voices.
Uzeo sam unuka.
I taken him a short praying.
I kratko sam se pomolio.
I only taken held down.
I glavu sam sklonio.
Very shortly.
Veoma kratko.
God.
Bože.
I taken the problem my grandson.
Uzimam nevolju moga unuka.
Devil.
Đavole,
in the name of Jesus Christ.
U ime Isusa Krista.
I broke the asthma.
Ja lomim tu vlast asme.
And putting this boy to his legs and the floor.
I metnio sam unuka na njegove noge na pod.
And I said very quietly.
I tiho sam izustio.
And to my daughter.
Čerki.
Magdalena.
Magdalena.
Is it okay?
Sve je u redu. Amen.
I stay quietly.
Samo tiho sam rekao.
No observer situation.
Nemoj gledati na ovo što se dešava.
I came to house.
Došao sam kući.
My house is 300 km. In different countries. Czech Republic, border and Polish.
Kući živim u Poljskoj, 300 km odavle.
I know interesting with this problem.
Nisam bio zainteresiran za ove probleme više.
Maybe positive, maybe negative.
Da li je negativno ili pozitivno?
Maybe my daughter came to hospital, maybe no.
Možda je čerka odvela sina u bolnicu ili ne.
I observe how his asthma problem, bronhitis, normal.
Ja, i
it's normal?
After praying, observe his face, his every crying, his position.
Da, da. I poslije molitve primijetio sam da je dečko zaplakao i plakao i zaista da se sve popravi.
But in middle,
ali u sebi,
I,
ja,
really quiet.
Sam tiho znao šta se dešava.
Peace. Holy God give me peace.
Amen. Imao sam mir koji mi je Bog dao.
After 2 weeks.
I poslije dve nedelje.
My daughter speak.
Sestra, čerka mi se javila.
We speak one another some things.
Amen. Pričali smo o različnim stvarima.
But I delicately ask questions.
Ali ja sam blago pitao jedno pitanje.
No, could to confirm it.
No.
I had peace.
Amen. Pito je pitanje ne da sebe uvjeri, nego je već imao mir.
Hi sir, Magdalena.
Magdalena.
How is Tomas?
Here is Tomas.
Papa!
Papa! Tate!
Tomas is fine.
Tomas je zdrav.
Asma, no problem.
Asme nema više.
Finish.
Gotovo je sve.
Hey, slavo ga. This boy.
On je jak, on straže, on odmah.
He's traveling bicycle.
Da vozi bicikl.
He's playing football.
Igra nogomet. Potpuno se promijenio.
Ping pong.
Igra table tennis.
Had power training.
Ima i brzo hoda i sve.
Very quietly.
I veoma tiho.
God, lovely stimulation.
Amen. Bog je silno me uzbudio.
God is quietly.
Bog djeluje na tih način.
We lovely stimulation.
Da, mi volimo malo uzbuđenja.
I also lovely stimulation.
Ja volim uzbuđenje.
But act Holy Ghost.
Amen. Ali kad djelujemo po nalogu Duha Svetoga,
very softly voice.
Onda taj tih glas se čuje. Amen.
And also one testimony.
I još jedno brzo svjedočanstvo.
It's possibly 3 minutes.
3 minutes, evo.
Brother John, it's possibly 3 minutes, okay, no problem. Sorry, this is testimony to my family.
Amen. Ovo je svjedočanstvo u vezi moje familije.
But would I get you information, God confirmed my ministry healing over my country.
Amen. I Bog potvrđuje iscijeljenje u mojoj službi, osobito kad budem van svoje zemlje.
I am evangelist and many time observer miracle wonders for my preaching in another country.
I ja sam evangelista i primjećujem da Gospod djeluje i potvrđuje svoju riječ kad sam u drugim zemljama.
But my environment, my territorial is sometimes problem. Da.
Ali u mojoj okolici malo je teže.
But problem is body.
Ja, ali problem je naše tijelo što nas sprečava.
We knew one another.
Da, mi znamo jedni druge.
We knew brother Jerry is traveling, is journey.
Ja, mi znamo jedno drugog po tijelu.
We knew positive and negative situation.
Znamo dobre i loše stvari o jednom drugom.
Brother Jerry collection hood, cowboy, oh, medicine, sabre.
It's not a sin, brother, don't worry. Okay. Kaže, brat skuplja šešire, reko, to nije greh ako skupa šešire.
And the people had character critical someone another.
Ah, don't worry. They criticize
to
Jesus
me,
too.
To me no problem, no. But people is people.
Ljudi kaže, skuplja se šire kad ide po svijetu i ljudi ga kritiziraju zbog toga, rekao, to nije greh.
Observe body is a barrier for wonder and miracles.
Amen. Ali kad gledamo na tijelo, to nam je prepreka da se ne dose čudesa.
Is there only one specific miracle or wonders in my family?
Ali bilo je jedno određeno čudo u mojoj familiji.
But I would like help you.
Ali to govorim da vama pomogne.
But my wife not the new problem in the situation a little bit.
Žena samo malo zna o tome.
And my son had 3 children.
Moj sin ima troje djece.
And his first son.
I prvorođenac.
His name Aaron.
Je Aaron.
Born a little bit African.
African.
Sickness.
Bio je rođen i bio je bolešljiv.
And in very shortly time, at 5-6 months,
I poslije 6 mjeseci,
this boy is no possible came to toilet.
Nije mogao da ide na stolicu.
This problem was was at this point, understand? Yeah. Not possibly go to toilet.
Da, nije otvor, nešto nije bilo u redu, nije mogao dečko ići na stolicu.
Not to water, but
nije mogao
another
sandal. Nije na stolicu. Mokrit je mogao, a na stolicu nije mogao.
But was the African situation to these places?
Nešto je bilo poremećeno tu.
Sometimes 2-3 days this boy is no go to toilet.
Nekad po 2-3 dana nije se mogao ići isprazniti.
This boy is no eating.
Nije jeo.
Was the very...
Bio je džogav.
Very problem, but no good toilet.
And
the mother taken to him to toilet, the boy is crying.
I kad ga mama povela do WC-a, kaže, plakao je. Mama je plakala.
In English, brother Luboš, bul miał, wielkie boleści. How
Pain. Pain.
Pains, bolovi, yeah, imao je velike bolove.
And the boys very pained.
Yeah, bio je u bolovima.
And he must receive a tablet and some things to lead him quietly go to
toilet. Yeah, I primao je tablete da si pomogne.
And the mother and father, I not there, but after my son gave me testimony.
Mama i tata nisu bili tamo, ali moj sin mi je dao to svjedočanstvo.
Father, we had big problems.
I otac je imao velike nevolje.
My son had African situation for born.
Ja, imao je te probleme od rođenja.
And my son go to hospital to ordinator.
Ošao je u bolnicu kod glavnog direktora.
And the hospital get opinion.
Doktori su dali, bolnica dala svoje mišljenje.
The big problems.
Da je to velika, zaista veliki problem.
Must receive special tablet.
Određene tablete treba da koristi.
Homeopathian to softly this problem.
Da, da mu olakša i pomogne u tim bolovima.
But the tablet was in many different form, many different form.
Tablete su bile u različitim vrstama i sve.
And the tablet did be help us to resting his nervous and to possibly go to toilet.
Da ga olakša, da ga umire i da može izaći van u zahod.
But my son go to one hospital, to one doctor, to one opinion.
Sin je išao od jednog bolnice, od jedne bolnice do drugog, od jednog doktora do drugog, dobio različita mišljenja.
This problem was 2 years.
I to je trajalo 2 godine.
But this problem was the secret this family.
Ali ovaj problem, teškoća je bila tajna i samo su držali u familiji.
And probably church and Cheshin little be praying one another new little be problem.
I zajednički u crkvi su se molili za to.
But I observed the situation, the tablet, this mother getting tablet, some things. Observed the problem. Why the Aaron no good toilet? Why the Aaron crying? What is this problem?
Kaže, ja sam primijetio da makar uzima, unatoč što uzima tablete, još uvijek plače i ne može da se da ide na stolicu.
The doctor gave opinion the problem shall be 7-10 years maybe become the time the growing changes 40 years the body changes little bit changes situation.
I doktor je rekao, dao svoje mišljenje da možda nakon 7-8 do 14 godina će biti problema i onda možda će se stvari promijeniti.
Waiting 10 years 12 years to change the situation.
Da čekamo 10-12 godina da se situacija izmijeni.
And the tablet was for Germany from Holland for United States was the very expensive.
Tablete su bile skupe i dolazile iz različitih zemalja svijeta.
My son gave me information. I paid the medicine, especially in the Polish apotheke in many places.
I kupovali smo u poljskim hemistima apoteki, bilo jako skupo.
I observed how his mother dedication and get the medicine to the situation. Observer.
Vidio sam kako je mama bila posvećena toj situaciji i da pomogne svome djetetu.
I observe a big drama.
Ja, vidio sam velike stvari i kako se dešavaju dramatično.
And I waiting Holy Ghost.
Al sam čekao na Duha Svetoga.
Many preachers, many people sometimes doing very quickly reaction.
Mnogi propovjednici, mnogi ljudi rade odluke na licu mjesta.
The problem, we praying.
Molimo se, molimo, mećemo ruke.
Okay.
I sve u redu.
Is it no good?
Ne, to nije uvijek dobro.
Brat Branham said, stay quietly.
Brat Branham je rekao, utolite se.
Sometimes one brother had heart attack, an infant, put down, brother Tyler.
Yes. Jedan brat je imao srčani udar, napad i kaže,
not stay quietly, no problem.
On je propovjedao i rekao, samo umirite se, sve će biti
u redu. Very important. I get me good testimony. Brother Branham said, no, stay nervous.
I brat Branham je rekao, nemojte se uzrijati.
No crying, no day is stimulation.
Nemojte plakati, nemojte biti uzbuđeni.
Holy Ghost is no movement.
Gdje Duh Sveti djeluje, ne treba mnogo pokreta od nas.
Holy Ghost no accepted nervous and stressing.
On ne treba naše živce i našu pomoć u tome.
Holy Ghost had times.
Duh Sveti ima svoje vrijeme.
Brother Branham stayed for a very dramatic situation.
Da, Brother Branham je bio u veoma dramatičnim situacijama.
But Brother Branham knew his God.
Amen. Al on je znao svoga Boga. Amen.
People stay for biggest problem, biggest stress.
Ljudi su, kad su u oči najvećih problema i testova,
first time Brother Branham said, stay quietly.
Najprije Brother Branham rekao, umirite se.
Stay quietly.
Utolite.
Silence.
Mir, tišina.
And waiting.
I čekuje.
I taken good testimony to me.
To je divno svjedočanstvo za mene lično.
The situation was 6 years ago.
To se desilo 6 godina unazad.
The boy was 2 years old.
Unuk je bio 2 godine star.
And observed the problem.
I vidjeli smo, nagledali smo te nevolje.
And waiting one situation.
I čekali smo.
I waiting like his mother going to square to behind house.
I čekao sam da njegova majka ode na trg u dućane.
I waiting single.
Ja sam sam čekao.
To I am and this boy.
Ja, da budem sa sin, unukom.
I taken this boy.
Uzeo sam ovo dijete.
To sleeping room.
U spavaču sobu.
This boy is crying, very nervous.
On je bio nervozan, plako.
Aaron is very aggressive, yes.
Aaron je veoma agresivan.
Very aggressive.
I veoma je nestašan.
Slovak, fine. Serbiš karakter, fine.
Kaže, ima poljsku karakter, poljski karakter.
No. Slovak. Slovak, Serbija.
Okay. Ima pola poljsku, a pola srpsku.
No, poljsku. Slovak and Serbija.
No, you are Polish. Ima slovačku.
Polish people is also very concrete.
Srpski karakter.
But Slovak and Serbija.
A Poljaci su kaže jako staloženi, tako on kaže.
It's better. Fine. But lovely him. I very love him.
Ali ljubi mi, voli mi.
I've taken this boy.
Uzeo sam to dijete.
I've taken to my...
Na koljeno.
Taking him, God.
I rekao sam, Bože.
You are God yesterday and today.
Ti si Bog jučer i danas.
I know possibly help is him.
Ja znam da si u stanju da mu pomogneš.
He's my grandson.
On je moj unuk.
He did the same God of William Branham.
Ti si isti Bog kao što si bio William Branham.
I identification with this problem with him.
Ja se poistovjećavam sa nevoljom ovog djeteta.
I identification the problem this family, my son and my grandson.
Osjećam nevolju svoje familije, moga sina, ćerke i moga unuka.
In the name Jesus Christ,
u ime Isusa Krista,
I destroy this problem.
Ja uništavam ovu nevolju.
I speak very softly.
I jako tiho sam govorio.
Very delicately.
Jako blago.
I taken him.
Uzeo sam ga.
To this possession.
U svoje
krilo. I know stay.
Nisam ustao.
I know praying to this.
Nisam kleknio.
I sitting in the chair.
Ja sam sjedio na stolici.
I've taken this boy.
Uzeo sam sina.
And
unuka.
Putting him onto the floor.
I metnio sam ga odjedan put na pod.
And receiving testimony.
I primio sam svjedočanstvo.
It's okay.
Da je sve u redu.
But I this then.
Ali tad.
This situation.
Ova situacija.
I know self to my to mother.
Aha. Ja znam da je bilo od pomoći njegovom majki.
I know self to the mother the situation.
Ja, ono je pomoglo njegovoj majci.
I know self to my wife.
A nisam ni rekao ni čerki ni ženi.
I know self to my son.
Ni sinu.
God see.
Bog je vidio.
Angels.
Anđeli.
Devil.
Đavo.
But the boy is no understanding.
Ali dijete nije razumjelo 2 godine.
At 2.5 years old.
2.5.
I came to house.
Došao sam kući.
And after 1 month.
I poslije mjesec dana.
I speak some by telephone.
Govorio sam preko telefona.
And maybe after 2 months.
Nakon 2 mjeseca.
I visited these places.
Posjetio sam to mjesto.
And asked.
I pitao.
To his mother.
Mamu.
How the medicine, you buy it some medicine.
Da li kupuješ još uvijek medicinu?
The medicine better situation.
Da li lijek pomaže?
The medicine stabilizated situation.
Da li je lijek stabilizirao tu situaciju?
The mother said.
A mama je rekla,
father,
oče,
after your visit,
tvoje posjete,
Aaron changed the situation.
Aaronova situacija se izmijenila.
I know he's not nervous.
Znam, nije nervozan.
I know crying.
Ne plače.
Aaron safe.
Aaron je odlično.
Mama, I would like go to toilet.
I on je rekao, mamo, želim ići van na stolicu.
I'm going normal.
Ide normalno.
I'm going to toilet.
Ide u zahod.
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
No received satisfaction.
Nisam primio toga zadovoljstvo.
Was it tajna? Was the secret?
It was a secret, a mystery.
I know received bad position.
Nisam se loše osjećao.
Every wonder and miracle.
Sva čuda i čudesa
is a glory to God.
Dajemo slavu Bogu kroz njih.
Not Amen. To man.
Ne čovjeku.
I am the same Amen. Man.
Ja sam isti čovjek.
I'm doing wrong.
I radim svoje stvari.
I'm doing čovjek.
I čovjek.
A,
volim se šalit.
Too much sometimes.
Ponekad i previše.
And my wife many times correction me.
Oh, you take heed of
that. Yeah, many times.
She's right.
Amen.
Stop.
Žena kaže, njegova supruga često ga ukorava zato što se puno šali. Rekao, možda je ona u pravu.
But I speak joke only 25 minutes. Oh. 25 minutes.
Samo 25 minuta se šali.
But 3 hours, no possibility.
Ali 3 sata nikako kao brat Green i brat Brana.
Thank God
brat.
Bless you.
Nek vas Bog sve blagoslovi.
Thank you, brother John.
Hvala, brat Jan.
Excuse me.
Izvinite mi.
The testimony...
Svjedočanstvo.
I would like help you.
Da pomogne vama.
For your family.
Vašoj familiji. Vašoj djeci.
For your grandson.
Vašim unucima.
Get testimony to Australia.
Vaše svjedočanstvo ponesite
to
u Australiju.
To United States.
U Kanadu, u Ameriku.
To Sarajevo.
U Sarajevo.
To Priština.
U Prištinu.
U Uroševac.
U Uroševac.
To Rijeka.
U Rijeku.
To Ljubljana.
U Ljubljanu nosite svjedočanstvo. Ja sam vaš prijatelj.
I am only evangelist.
Ja sam samo evangelista.
I love this message.
Ja ljubim ovu poruku.
God is today the same.
Bog je isti danas.
But God changes position.
Ali je promijenio svoj stav.
But people postupka. In message.
Ali ljudi u poruci.
Lovely. Once more repeat the same scene od William Branham.
Amen. Htjeli bi još jedan put da mi, da ono što je brat Branham radio, da se
like,
obistini u nama.
Like the same minister, yeah. the yeah. same authority, the same prayer line.
Da imamo istu službu, istu molitvu, isti autoritet.
And people is director. What must God doing?
I mi smo kao mnogo put kao direktori želimo Bogu upravljati.
God said no.
Bog je rekao ne.
I have no identification with these people, with these teachings.
Ja se neću poistovjetiti sa tim ljudima i sa tom naukom.
I am yesterday, today,
ja sam jučer,
forever.
Danas i do vijeka isti.
But I am God.
Ali ja sam Bog.
I once more would I confirm it.
Ja ću još jedan te potvrditi svoje reči.
God possibly destroyed cancer.
On će razbiti, oduzeti rak.
God possibly resurrection people.
Bog će podići iz mrtvih.
God possibly doing everything.
Bog može sve učiniti.
Blended open.
Otvoriti slijepe oči.
But how God would like.
Ali kako on želi i na svoj način.
But amen. We are possibly only say amen.
A mi sam da kažemo amen.
Thank
amen.
You, brother,
amen. Amen. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Very well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Slava Gospodu. Sad želim vašu pažnju. Imam jednu recitaciju koju sam obećao bratu Radetu da ću pročitat. Onda ćemo poslati djecu i završit ćemo bratnja. Izvinite da su bilo malo duže, ali eto, ja mislim da će ova svjedočanstva poslužiti za vjeru i izgradnje. Amen. I believe that these testimonies will encourage us to believe God more and more. Branham je rekao da je bio jedan čovjek po imenu, kao što Biblija kaže, što se zvao Bartimej. Brother Branham said there was a man by the name of, ne znam na engleski. Kako se kaže, nešto mi se. Kako se kaže na engleski, Bartimej?
Bartimej.
Ora, dosta, nije, ima drugo ime. I kaže da je se molio Bogu da mu Bog da sina. That he prayed to God that God might give him a son. And God gave him a son. But he made a covenant with God and he said, God, if you give me and my wife a son, I will give my lamb, which leads me, I will give it to you. I rekao je, kaže, ako Bog mu da im, da im sina, da će žrtvovati svoje jagnje koje su vodili slijepce u ono vreme i žrtvovat će kako Jehovi. And he said he will sacrifice his lamb to Jehovah. God gave them a son and he killed it and he brought his lamb and sacrificed it. I ovako glasi ova recitacija. Slijepi Bartimej. Zalud sunce sija iznad Jerihona i blista se širom čudna vasiona. Zalud Jordan hitri, zalud mrtvo more, zalud šarno cvijeće i kamene gore. Zalud zelene palme i žuti banana, zalud labudovi i vrani garvarani. Zalud stare kule i, staron, i starinski zidi, kad Bartimej slijepi, to ništa ne vidi. Kad cijeloga vijeka to gledao nije, kad mu oči služe, sam da suze lije.
Dan i noć je njemu jedna ista tama, dan je ništa veće, neg veća galama. Njegovo je mjesto pokraj puta, pokraj prašnog puta, te prašinom slijepac gorke suze lije. Jednog dana slijepac pokraj puta sjedi, on ne vidi sunce, a sunce ga gledi. Mimo Gospod Isus prohađaše tuda, narod oko njega hrljaše od svuda. Kad razabra slijepac da to Isus hodi, zatrpti mu duša, nada mu se rodi. Pa zavika gromko, nadaleko ču se, smiluj se name, o moćni Isuse. Prete mu se ljudi da ne viče tako, a on opet viknu, jače nego jako. O, zar ćeš prezreti prezrenog od sviju? O, zar ćeš prezreti slijepca bez očiju? Ti što ne prezireš crva iz prašine, smiluj se name, o Davidov sine. Sve milostni Gospod ću zapreku ovu, stade i naredi da te da ga dozovu. Rekoše mu ljudi, ne boj se, ustani, on te zove, priđi, slijepće očajni. Jeca plače slijepac od silnog potresa, sluti sad će da se podigne zavjesa. Drhti cijelim tijelom i usnama svojim, Isus kratko reče, što da ti učinim? Takog slatkog glasa slijepac ne čuje u vijeku, kroz šupljinu njegovu samo suze teku. Bartimej pripravi se da se ne zabuni, da progledam reče, o dragi raboni. Progovori Isus, neka bude, pogledaj, vjera ti pomaže, hvalu Bogu podaj. I zavjesa ona s očiju mu padne, te pogleda slijepac i začuđen stane. I prvo što vidi taj Bartimej slijepi, to bješe Isus, božanski preljepi. Za Isusom pođe, ta kuda bi drugdje, za čudnim ljekarom da ga prati svugdje. Blažen Bartimeju, blago tvome vijeku, jer ti prvo vidjeh Boga u čovjeku. Gle i moje oči, baš ništa mi ne vrede, ako pre svačega Gospoda ne glede. O Isuse moćni, tebi haleluja, tebi haleluja, tebi haleluja. Amen. Hvala Gospodu, braću i sestre, mi znamo da je to došli i primjer iz Biblije i pozdravim je povijeda o njemu. A sad ću zamoliti djecu samo za 5 minuta i onda ćemo dozvoliti bratu Dragomiru da dođe da posluži na riječi prije što ti ovaj jedan kurs. Sva dječice, dođite naprijed koji razumijete od jedno 2-3 godine do jedno 13-14. Slobodno dođite tu. Sad pripravite zadnji kurs, sestru. Posjedajte tu, možete tu sjesti, sit here, please. Come. Prošli put je bilo više, gdje su drugi, koji se stide? Ok, sit here. Alright. Juče smo vas naučili da treba šta da radite. Da slušate mamu i tatu u svemu. A šta to znači?
Treba da slušamo sve što oni kažu.
Jednostavno. Najlakši odgovor. Hvala, brzo, ne može bez male. Alright. I šta smo rekli? Treba poslušati ili platiti. Obey or pay. Ako ne slušate, onda ćete morati platiti. You'll have to pay. Ne, danas ćemo imati malo drugi biblijski čas. A to je, pitat ću vas pitanja. I will ask you questions. kviz i da vidim kako dobro znate Bibliju i poruku. All right? Sjedi tamo. Yes, sjedi tu.
Kako draga? Sjedi, sjedi.
E, tako. All right. Ja ću vas pitati pitanja i ko prvi zna nek digne ruku i nek odgovori. I ako znate odgovor više nego pola, onda ćemo podijeliti ovo što je u ovoj torbici, u ovoj kesi. All right? Je, je. Slušajte. Kako se zvao prvi čovjek?
Adam.
Adam. Znači što si, ti si odgovorila, sad više nemoj reći za sada. Right? Nek drugi probaj. Da li se Daniel bojao lavova? Oh, je.
Ne.
Ne, zašto ne? Zato što ga Bog čuvao. Amen. Dobar odgovor. Gdje se Isus rodio? Gdje?
Rodio se u Vitlemu.
U Vitlemu. Da. I, a kak se mjesto zvalo? Grad?
Grad se zvao...
Komu može pomoći?
Betlehem.
Nazaret, jako blizu?
Betlehem.
Narod izraelski iz Egipta.
Mojsi.
Ovaj, on je bio najglasniji. Dobro je. Ko je napravio jednu veliku barku, jedan veliki brod? Je.
Noja.
Dobro je, Noja. Oraj, sad je jako teško pitanje. A gdje je Isus sada?
Ne.
Idi još. Kako se zvao prorok kojega je Bog poslao ovoga zadnjega dana? Odlično. Ovo će biti jako teško. Koliko je godina Matuzela živio?
956.
A ti šta misliš?
2006.
Pa znao si prije sastanka, sad si zaboravio. 969, jako blizu. Dobče komuza. I da završimo. Šta? Kako? Koliko vas Isus ljubi? A? Koliko tebe Isus ljubi? Malo? Puno? Koliko te ljubi?
Puno.
Koliko? Pokaži. Ustani. Evo, ova curica će nam pokazati koliko ju Isus ljubi. Budući da si ti izgleda najstariji, da ne bi jeli za vreme službe, ti čuvaj ovo blizu sebe. I onda posle službe svakome daj, okej? Okay? Dobra, ajde, izvolite i najbolje to želite. Hvala, to je bio jako dobar kviz. Ja mislim da znate više nego ono što znaju na televiziji.
On ima bombona.
Ali ja bombona, zaslužio sam.
Zaslužio sam, dok će bombona. Idemo na me.
Posle će platiti.
Orać. Trebamo imati vremena i za djecu, amen? Amen. Odgledat ćemo jednu pjesmu i onda ćemo pozvati brata da dođe, da promijenimo malo naš položaj, ustanimo na naše noge. A kroz moj život proslavi se. Through my life be glorified. Moje pravo. bratu, proslavi se.
Proslavi se. Amen, brate, dođi. Slavu Bogu.
Proslavi se,
Jesus Christ.
Da, sve je moguće onome koji veruje.
Truly everything is possible to them that believe.
Čuli smo svedočanstva koje to potvrđuju i svako novo će to potvrditi.
Amen. We heard testimonies which confirm and every new testament will confirm the very same thing.
Nećemo dužiti puno i želimo odmah da pređemo u reč Božiju. Za početak ćemo čitati knjigu Postanka ili Geneze, druga glava od 15. stiha.
We shall turn to Genesis chapter 2 verse 15.
Gospod Bog uze čoveka i namesti ga u vrtu Edenskom da ga radi i da ga čuva. Gospod Bog dade čoveku ovu zapovest. Jedi slobodno, sa svakog drveta u vrtu, ali sa drveta poznanja dobra i zla ne jedi, jer u koji dan okusi sa njega umrećeš.
But of the tree of the knowledge of the good and evil they shall not eat, for in the day that they have eaten thereof they shall surely die. That was verses 15 through to 17.
Sada ćemo ići na Postanak 3.1.
Genesis 3.1.
Zmija veše najlukavija od svih životinja poljskih koje stvori Gospod Bog. I ona reče ženi, ili baš kazao Bog, nećete jesti sa svakoga drveta u vrtu. Žena odgovori zmiji, mi jedemo plod sa svih drveta u vrtu. Samo plod sa drveta usred vrta kazao je Bog, ne jedite ga i ne dirajte u njega da ne umrete. Tada zmija reče ženi, nećete vi umreti, nego Bog zna da će vam se onaj dan u koji okusite sa njega otvoriti oči pa ćete postati kao bogovi, poznavajući dobro i zlo.
It was in the Garden of Eden when the serpent tempted Eve and we know what happened in Genesis 3:1-4.
Sada ćemo doći do Pavlove poslanice Rimljanima 12. glava 1. stih.
And let's turn now to Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
Molim vas dakle, braćo, milosrđa Božijeg radi, da prinesete tela svoja u žrtvu živu, svetu, ugodnu Bogu i da to bude vaše razumno bogosluženje. Ne vladajte se po ovom veku, nego se preobražajte obnovljenjem svoga uma, da biste mogli osjetiti koliko je dobra i ugodna i savršena volja Božija.
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Let us pray.
Nebeski Otče, Gospode Isuse Hriste.
Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ.
Dolazimo do tvog altara ovoga jutra.
We coming to your altar this morning.
Dajući slavu tebi za ono što si učinio za nas.
Glorifying you for what you did for us.
Znajući da nije bilo tebe i onoga dana na Golgoti.
Knowing that if that wasn't for that day on Calvary,
mi bi danas bili ljudi bez nade.
We would be people without hope.
Ali zbog tvoje milosti to je danas sasvim drugačije.
But because of your mercy, that has changed.
Mi živimo u ovome svetu, ali nismo od ovoga sveta.
Amen. We live in this world, but we're not of the world.
Tvoja milost nam je darovala veru sa kojom živimo.
Your mercy gave us faith by which we live.
I ta vera nas će nas odvesti pravo u uzvišenje.
And that faith shall take us to the promised land.
Nebeski Oče, mi ti zahvaljujemo za tu veru koja je jednom zauvek darovana svetima.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the faith which was once delivered to the saints.
Molimo te da svi mi koji smo danas skupljeni oko tvoje reči,
we pray that those who are gathered around your word,
i koji živimo ovu poruku,
and we, which we live this message,
budemo deo tog velikog uznesenja
koji dolazi. Part of that great rapture.
Nebeski Oče, blagoslovi svaku osobu, svakog brata i sestru koji su danas ovdje pred tobom.
Heavenly Father, bless every person, every brother and sister here before thee.
Blagoslovi sve one koji danas nisu sa nama i one koji ti služe.
Bless those who are not here and those who are ministering.
Blagoslovi sve one koji te traže.
Bless those who are seeking after you.
I učini Nebeski Oče da onaj posljednji uđe u tvoje kraljevstvo.
Make the Lord that the very last one will come into your kingdom.
I Oče Nebeski, neka se tvoje orlovsko pomazanje spusti danas na nas.
Lord Jesus, may your eagle anointing fall upon us today.
Neka sveta Božja inspiracija zahvati svako srce.
May God's holy inspiration take every heart.
I neka naša vera bude nadahnuta.
May our faith be inspired.
I podignuta do nivoa.
And lifted to the level.
Koji će preobraziti naša smrtna tijela.
We shall transform our mortal bodies.
Oče Nebeski, blagoslovi tvoju reč.
Heavenly Father, bless thy word.
I te molimo im Isusa.
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
Moja poruka vama ovoga jutra.
My message to you this morning.
Biće slična poruci brata Brahama.
Will be very similar to the message of Brother Branham.
Koju je propovedao pre otvaranja pečata.
Which he preached before the opening of the seals.
Naslov poruke koju on propovedao je Bog u jednostavnosti.
The message which he preached was God in simplicity.
Stari pun naziv je Bog sakriva sebe u jednostavnosti.
The full message is God hiding himself in simplicity.
I kada čitate te propovedi u otvaranju pečata,
and when you read those sermons at before the opening of the seals,
zato što je to najvažniji deo poruke.
For that is the most important part of the message.
Brat Branham je imao tu službu da otvori sedam pečata.
Brother Branham had the ministry to open the seven seals.
Da objavi nevesti.
To reveal to the bride.
Sedam tajni koji su bile sakrivene od postanka sveta.
Seven mysteries which were hid from the foundation of the world.
I ta prva dva poteza njegove službe.
And the first two pulls of his ministry
su bila samo priprema za otvaranje pečata.
Were only a preparation for the opening of the seals.
A veliki blagoslovi.
But they were great blessings.
I glas.
And the voice.
Koji je probudio nevestu.
Which awoken the bride.
Je došao u otvaranje sedam pečata.
Came through the opening of the seven seals.
Ali upravo pre nego što je brat Branham pristupio tim porukama.
And before Brother Branham approached to preach these messages,
on je imao veliku želju na svome srcu da propoveda ljudima o Božjoj jednostavnosti.
He had on his heart to preach to the people about the simplicity of God.
I veoma često,
and very often,
kada vi čitate to ili kada slušate kasetu sa pitanjima i odgovorima koja je sastavni deo pečata, on se vraća na tu temu.
When you listen or read the question and answers, you see that he often refers back to the seals.
Veoma često je govorio ljudima koji su postavljali ta pitanja i rekao je, nikada nemojte zaboraviti, Bog se nalazi u jednostavnosti.
And many times when the people asked him the question, he answered those people and he said, do not forget, God is found in simplicity.
I ako želimo da razumemo pečate i da se približimo Bogu, mi moramo to uzeti kao osnovni duhovni princip života. Bog je jednostav.
And if we want to accept these and draw closer to God, we need to receive these as the fundamental truths, and God is simple.
I ljudi ga propuštaju zato što je on jednostav.
And people miss him many a times because he is hidden in simplicity.
Sada ću vam dati jedan citat iz poruke Bogu jednostavnosti.
I'll give you a quote from the sermon God in Simplicity.
Nešto što je brat Branham predao nevesti u ime Boga i to je veoma važno.
Something that Brother Branham gave to the bride in the name of the Lord.
Čitat ću vam deo toga.
Yeah. I'll read a portion.
A sada, ovo je samo jedna mala služba.
Now this is only a small ministry.
Koja će to povezati unutra sa ovim mislima.
We shall tie in together with these thoughts.
Zato slušajte svaku reč.
Therefore listen to every word.
Uhvatite to.
Catch it.
I onda daje jedan naglasak.
And then he emphasizes.
I ako vi to snimate na kasete.
And if you are recording it on tape.
Ili nešto slično.
Or whatever.
Onda vi ostanite tačno sa učenjem koje je na kaseti.
And then stay with the teaching on the tapes.
I onda nešto što je zakon današnjice. Nemojte govoriti ništa više nego samo ono što kasete kažu.
Amen. And something which is very pertinent today, and that is, do not say anything else but what the tapes say.
Pa još jednom to naglašava, pa kaže, samo recite tačno ono što kasete kažu.
And he emphasizes it, and he said, say only what the tapes say.
Mi ćemo mnogo više razumeti o ovome zato što je to bilo pogrešno shvaćeno.
We shall understand this shall be revealed to us more because it was misunderstood up to now.
I treći put naglašava, budite sigurni da govorite samo ono što kažu kasete.
And the third time he emphasizes, be sure that you only say what the tapes say.
Ne recite ništa više.
Do not say anything more.
I onda daje nešto što je za nas veoma značajno. Ja to ne govorim sam od sebe.
Now this is very important for all of us, and he says, I am not speaking of my own self.
I hvala Bogu, ova poruka je ovako govori Gospod.
Praise God that this message is thus saith the Lord.
I ovi naglasci su ovako govori Gospod.
And these emphases are thus saith the Lord.
I brat Nakam to ovdje vrlo jasno i kaže. Ja to ne govorim sam od sebe, to je On koji govori.
And very clearly Brother Branham says, I am not speaking of myself, but it is He who is speaking.
I onda govori o konfuziji u kojoj se ljudi često nalaze, pa kaže, tako mnogo puta je tu konfuzija.
And he talks about the confusion in which people find themselves, and he said many a times there is confusion.
Ljudi ustanu i kažu.
People stand up and say.
Dakle, to i to je rekao i to znači to.
So and so said that this means that.
Kaže ljudima, ostavite to onako kako je rečeno.
He said, leave it as it is spoken.
Da je jednu misl koju ću vam sad također pročitati, vidite, mi želimo Bibliju na takav način. Upravo, da kažem.
See, we want a scripture in such a way, in that manner.
Upravo onako kako je Biblija to rekla, to je način na koji mi to želimo.
Exactly the way the Bible is written, that's the way we want it.
I kaže onda, tu stvar koju želim da uzimam kao naglasak za danas. Ne stavljajte svoje vlastito tumačenje na to, to je već protumačenje.
Amen. And then he gives a warning which is very important for us today, and he says, do not try to explain it, it is already explained.
Dakle, to je već protumačeno.
That is already explained.
Ja danas želim da vam govorim o načinu na koji Bog otkriva sebe.
I want to speak today about a way in which God reveals himself.
Ali to je veoma jednostavan način i on se nije menjao od Edenskog vrta do danas i neće se nikada ni promijeniti.
It's a very simple way and it hasn't changed from the Garden of Eden until today and it will never change.
Boži način da otkrije sebe vama je da dođe i da vama govori.
The way that God reveals himself is that he comes to you and speaks to you.
U Edenskom vrtu pročitali smo te stihove.
We read in the Garden of Eden.
Bog je dao jednu jednostavnu poruku ljudima.
God gave a simple message to the people.
Nemojte jesti sa drveta znanja dobra i zla.
Do not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
I kada Bog kaže, to je dovoljno.
Amen. And when God speaks, that is enough.
Ne je potrebno nikako dodatno objašnjenje ili dodatno tumačenje toga.
It's not necessary for us to add an appendix of revelation or explanation.
Da li je Bog nešto nejasno rekao Adamu i Evi?
No. Did God say anything unclear to Adam and Eve?
On nije imao potrebu da više objašnjava to.
He had no need to explain it any further.
On je jednostavno došao i rekao, nemojte jesti sa toga drveta.
Said, do not eat from this tree.
Ako želite da živite, nemojte jesti sa toga drveta.
If you want to live, don't eat from this tree.
I nije imao potrebu da bilo šta drugo.
Amen. He had no need to explain it any further.
I kada pratimo našeg svetoga Boga kroz biblijska vremena,
and when we follow our holy God through Bible times,
mi ćemo vidjeti da su se menjale maske i likovi kroz koje je Bog govorio, ali je njegov glas ostao jednostavan.
We'll see that God changed his likeness and his mask through which he spoke, but he has ever remained the same.
Koristio je svoje proroke da govori ljudima.
He used his prophets to speak to the people.
Proroci su dolazili i predavali tu poruku.
People, prophets came and delivered that message.
Ona je bila uvek jednostavna i jasna.
And it was always simple and clear.
Kada je Bog govorio ljudima, nikada u tome nije bio dvosmislen.
When God spoke to people, he wasn't equivocal about it.
Nikada nije bio nejasno.
It was not unclear.
Ali jeste.
But
fascinantan, uzvišen.
But he's uplifted, he's glorious, glorified. Amen.
Jer kada Bog dođe i kaže ljudima stvari koje izgledaju nevjerovatno.
When God comes and says things to people which look impossible.
I uvijek su obećanja Božja izgledala nevjerovatna. Teško ih je bilo vjerovati.
And always God's promises looked unattainable.
Abrahame.
Abraham.
Dete moje.
My son.
Ti ćeš biti otac mnogim narodima.
You shall be a father of many nations.
Čovjek u svojim zrelim godinama, starac.
Man in his older age.
Ti ćeš postati otac.
You shall become a father.
Ja ti to obećavam.
I'm promising to you.
Neverovatno.
It was unbelievable.
Kako je to bilo nemoguće objasniti i shvatiti?
How impossible it was to explain or to receive.
Ali kako je to bila istina?
But what a truth it was. Amen.
I kada mi dođemo do našeg današnjeg vremena i našeg današnjeg proroka.
And when we come in our days and to our current prophet.
vi ćete vidjeti da je Brahan bio sve drugo, samo ne nejasan.
You'll see that Brother Branham was everything else except he was not unclear.
Bog je i u ovoj generaciji.
God in this generation.
Govorio na svoj krajnje jednostavan način.
He spoke in a very simple manner.
I on je uvek tak.
And he's always the same. Amen. Amen.
Brother Branham je rekao, držite se samo onoga što je rečeno.
Brother Branham said, hold on to that which is spoken.
Nisu potrebna dodatna objašnjenja to.
We don't need added explanations.
Božji način u početku je bio da nešto kaže i da ljudi to veruju.
God's method was that he would speak in the very beginning and he expected people to believe.
Danas Bog očekuje tu istu stvar, samo verujte.
Amen. God expects Amen. The same thing from us today, only believe. Amen.
Nemojte to objašnjavati, samo verujte.
Don't explain it, believe it.
Brother Branham je rekao da stvari koje on čini u svojoj vlastitoj službi, on to ne može objasniti.
Brother Branham said the things that he did in his own ministry, he could not explain it.
On je rekao da Boga ne može razumjeti ni jedno ljudsko biće.
He said that God cannot be understood by a single human being.
Naravno da je to tako, zato što su njegove misli iznad nas, ovoliko koliko je nebo iznad zemlje.
Of course that is so, because God's thoughts are so much higher as heaven is from the earth.
I to je tako, ali zato je Bog dao ljudima način da njemu pristupaju verom.
That is so, but God gave means for men to approach God, and that is through faith.
Verom u šta?
Faith in what?
U ono što njegovi proroci kažu da je istina.
That which his prophets have said is true. Amen.
Zato da li postoje stvari koje ja ne razumem koje je Brother Branham rekao?
Therefore, are there things which I don't understand which Brother Branham said?
Da, naravno, hvala Bogu što je to tako.
Yes, of course, and I thank God for that.
Ali ja nadam se i znam da ne postoje stvari koje on rekao, a da ih ja ne verujem.
But I know that he said things which I do not believe. In other words, I believe them all.
I želim to da danas vama prenesem kao svoju poruku. Sve što je on rekao je istina.
Then I want to convey that to you this morning, that everything that he said is the truth.
Bog se pojavio u Edenskom vrtu.
God appeared in the Garden of Eden.
Način njegovog objavljivanja nije se promenio od tih dana do danas.
The way in which he appears has not changed from then until now.
I također u Postanku 3.1 mi smo pročitali da se još neko pojavio Adamu i Evi.
But in Genesis 3.1 we read that someone else appeared to Adam and Eve.
Taj neko je bio zmijac.
That other one was a serpent.
Ili naravno to je bio đavo koji je došao i govorio Adamovoj nevesti.
Of course that was the devil that came and spoke to Adam's bride.
I on naravno nikada nije porekao postojanje Boga, ali ono što je rekao na tome mjestu. Hajde da mi malo raspravimo onome što je Bog rekao.
Of course he never nullified the existence of God, but he simply discussed over the things that God said.
Zašto je on to rekao?
Why did he say it?
Je li on to zaista rekao na takav način?
Did he really say it in such a manner?
On je došao u svojoj sili rezonovanja.
He came in his power of reasoning.
I to je način na koji se on pojavio u ljudskom rodu i to je njegova najveća sila i najveće oružje koje
postoji. That's the way he appeared in the human race and that is his greatest ammunition against us.
Kada je napao Adamovu nevestu, on je napao nju silom rezonovanja.
When he attacked Adam's bride, he attacked her by the power of reasoning.
Kada je napao Hristovu crkvu, Hristovu nevestu, on je napao nju u sili rezonovanja.
When he attacked the bride of Jesus Christ, he attacked her by the power of reasoning.
Jer kada je on došao na belom konju i kada su pečati bili otvoreni.
When he came on the white horse and the seals were open.
Vi znate da je brat Brahan kada je objavio nama šta je ta jahač na belom konju, to je bilo suprotno svemu onome što su ljudi do tada verovali.
And when Brother Branham explained what the white horse rider was, he was contrary to what people believed until then.
Ljudi su govorili to je božanska ljubav koja je došla i koja se pojavila.
People say it's God's love that came and appeared.
Ali kada je prorok objavio Božju reč, on je rekao, ne, to je Antihrist.
Amen. But when the prophet explained the word of God, he said what it was, Antichrist.
Ali zašto je to bio Antihrist na belom konju?
Why was it an Antichrist on a white horse?
Zato što je on došao u sili svojih doktrina koje su trebale da posiju sumnje u ljudskim srcima.
Because he came in the power of his own doctrines by which he may sow discord in the hearts of people.
Je li Bog to rekao?
Did God say so?
I prva crkva, Adamova crkva, Hristova crkva, druga crkva, nevesna je pala na Nikejskom koncilu kada je prihvatila njegovo rezonovanje umjesto riječi Božije.
Amen. And the first church of Christ fell when she accepted the reasoning of the Nicene Council.
I kada posmatrate tu crkvu, ona je danas došla do ovog stanja u kome se nalazi.
And if you follow that church, she has come all the way to where she is today.
Ali kada su drugi i treći pečat otvoreni, brat Branham je rekao da je Satana promijenio svoj način djelovanja.
When second and third seals were open, Brother Branham said that God changed his manner of working and effectiveness.
Vi ga vidite na crvenom i na crnom konju.
You see him on a red and a black horse.
Zato što je on sada postao žedan krvi, jer to on jeste ubica.
Because he was thirsty for blood, and that's truly what he is, a murderer.
Rimokatolička crkva je počela da ubija.
Roman Catholic Church began to kill people.
Krv svetih je bila prolivena.
The blood of holy men was shed.
Kroz vekove srednjeg veka on je nastavio na takav način.
And through the middle ages, he continued in such a manner.
I mi ga vidimo na crnom konju.
And we see him on a black horse.
Uvijenog u njegove smrtne doktrine.
Na svojim usrednim, da.
Aha, on the black horse, wrapped up in his deadly doctrines.
Bilo je to jasno vidljivo, jasno prepoznatljivo.
It was evident and it was most manifestly seen.
Ali kada mi dolazimo do našeg vremena i dana u kome živimo,
but when we come to the day in which we live,
i ga vidimo ponovo na bledom konju,
we again see him on a pale color horse.
Ovo vreme i ovaj dan koji mi živimo nije dan kada nas on ubija.
The day in which we live is not a day when we are martyred.
On se ponovo okrenuo njegovom jačem oružju.
Again he took the stronger ammunition that he had.
Od mača kojim je vitlao u tamna doba.
From the sword which he used to wield in the dark ages.
On se okrenuo lažnim doktrinama i sili razumovao.
And he used false doctrines and the power of reasoning.
Eva je pala na tom.
Eve fell by this means.
Prva crkva je pala na tom.
The first church fell.
Ali vi koji sedite ovdje nećete pasti.
But you who are sitting here will not fall. Amen.
Vi ste nevesta Hristova koja neće biti pobeđena lažnim doktrinama.
You are the bride of Jesus Christ. We shall not be defeated by false teaching.
Iako je cijel svet uvijen u to.
Even the whole world is involved in it.
Iako je Svjetski savez crkava u tome.
All that the World Council of Churches is in it.
Iako su sve crkvene denominacije pale na tome, vi nećete pasti.
And all the church denominations fell, you shall not fall.
A ja ću vam reći zašto nećete pasti na tome, zato što su vaša imena napisana u knjizi života prepoznata svijeta.
Amen. I'll tell you why you shall not fall, because your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. Amen.
Vi ne možete biti pobeđeni.
You cannot be defeated.
Vi ne možete biti prevareni.
You cannot be deceived.
Sam naš Gospod dok je hodao zemljom je to rekao.
When Jesus, while he was here on earth, he said the very same thing.
Izaći će mnogi lažni proroci na svijetu.
He said many false prophets shall come to this world.
I prevarit će i same izabrane ako je to moguće.
And will deceive the very elect if it were possible.
Ali vi ste ovdje zato što ne možete biti prevareni.
You are here because you cannot be deceived.
Jer izabrane je nemoguće prevariti.
Amen. For the elect cannot be deceived.
Zato što mi vjerujemo Bogu.
Because we believe our God.
I ovaj glas koji je propovedao poruku zadnjeg vremena.
And this voice which preached the message of the last day.
Glas sedmog anđela.
The voice of the seventh angel.
Je ovdje.
Is here.
Da slomi sve sile rezonovanja.
To break all the powers of reasoning.
Amen. Šta god taj glas kaže, mi kažemo amen.
Whatever that voice says, we say amen.
I zato mi jesmo ta nevesta.
That's why we are the bride of Christ.
Dolazimo do Rimljana 12. glave i teksta koji sam pročitao za ovo jutro.
Now we come to our Bible reading, our text in Romans chapter 12.
Brat Branham je ove stihove koristio.
Brother Branham used these verses.
Kada je propovedao poruku sila za transformaciju.
When he preached the sermon entitled The Power of Transformation.
Jedna veoma važna poruka, ja bih vas molio da je još jednom pročitate.
A very important message and I would ask you to read it again.
Ta poruka je prevedena na naš jezik.
It's also translated in our language.
Da nam brat Branham govori kako Bog menja crkvu i pojedinca.
God, Brother Branham speaks how God changes, transforms the church and the individual.
Iz stanja grešnika.
From a state of a sinner.
U stanje pravednika.
Into a state of a righteousness.
Koristio je ove Pavlove stihove.
He used these verses from Apostle Paul.
I ja ću vam reći gdje je problem današnjice.
And I will tell you where the problem is of today.
Djavo se krije u vašoj vlastitoj pameti.
The devil is hidden in your own mind.
Mnogi ljudi mnogo puta kažu, djavo me muči.
Many people say many times the devil is tormenting me.
Mnogi to zamišljaju na jedan pogrešan način.
But many of them think about it in a wrong way.
Ali brat Branham ima dve poruke gdje je govorio o konfliktu.
And Brother Branham had two sermons where he preached about the conflict.
Poruka se zove mudrost protiv vere.
Faith versus wisdom.
I također konflikt između Boga i djavola.
And also the conflict between God and the devil.
Imate još jednu poruku brata Branhama gdje se on dotiče toga, ona se zove duhovna inspiracija.
And there's another sermon where Brother Branham touches on this and that is called spiritual inspiration.
Jedan prorok kaže, djavo koristi ljudsku pamet, ali Bog koristi vaše srce.
Amen. Where Brother Branham said that God uses the mind, but the devil the human, God uses the heart, but the devil the mind.
Nekada smo mi suviše usmereni na život brata Brahama u onom njegovom delu službe čudesa.
Many times we are taken away by the ministry of brother Branham in the ministry of miracles.
I to je dobro.
That is good.
Ali on je imao i veoma gorke trenutke svoga života.
But he also had very bitter moments in his life.
Ja ću vam reći koji je trenutak kada je on rekao da je imao potpunu hrišćansku pobedu u svom životu.
I'll tell you when it was when he said that he had total Christian victory in his life.
Možda bi mislili da je trenutak njegove pobede kada je bio na propovedaonici, molio se za bolesnu ženu, osobu.
Maybe when he was at the pulpit praying for a sick woman or a person.
Možda ste mislili da je trenutak njegove lične pobede kada se molio za nekog koji je mrtav pa ga je Bog vratio u život.
Perhaps you are thinking that the moment, the apex of his victory was when he prayed for someone who was dead and God resurrected him.
Možda ste mislili da je trenutak njegove lične pobede kada je bio u Finskoj i molio se za to dete koje je bilo mrtvo, on ga vidio u viziji godinama ranije.
It was the moment when he prayed for a Finnish boy which he saw years before and God raised him up.
Ne, moje braće i sestre, to nije tako.
No, my brothers, it is not so.
Poruci, da li je tvoj život dostojan evanđelja?
In the message, is your life worthy of the gospel?
On je rekao koji je trenutak njegove najveće pobjede.
He said which was the moment of his greatest victory.
Poplava je bila gotova, završena.
Poplava.
The flood was finished, gone.
Njegovo dete je umiralo u bolnici.
His son was dying in the hospital.
Najteži trenutak života.
In the most troublesome moment in his life.
Pre toga je Bog uzeo njegovu suprugu.
Before that, God took his wife.
Ranije brata i oca.
Before father and brother.
Sada je malo dete odlazilo da bude sa Bogom.
Now a small child was going to be with God.
On se molio za svoje umiruće dete.
He prayed for his dying child.
I Bog je čutao.
And God was silent.
Bog ništa nije rekao.
God said nothing.
Kada Bog čuti, đavo govori.
When God is silent, the devil speaks.
Abraham kaže, đavo je došao i počeo mi je govoriti.
Brother Abraham said, the devil came and started whispering.
Da Bog želi, da te Bog voli.
The God doesn't love you, he doesn't like you.
On bi mogao samo da baci jedan mali pogled na tvoje dete i ono bi živio.
You can just cast a little, your eyes on that little child and God will resurrect him.
Bog je toliko moćan da može da uradi to.
God is able to do these things, he's so great.
A ti ideš okolo i propovedaš o Bogu ljubavi.
You are going around preaching about God and about love.
Ti ideš okolo i propovedaš o Bogu koji isceljuje.
You talk preaching about a God who heals.
Ti ideš okolo i moliš se za bolesne.
You are going and praying for the sick.
Tvoje dete umire.
Your child is dying.
Ovoga trenutka tvoje dete umire, a ti pričaš o Bogu ljubavi.
This moment your child is dying and you're preaching about a God of love.
Abraham je rekao da mu je to đavo govorio.
Brother Ram said it was the devil who was speaking to him.
I onda je dao komentar u toj poruci i rekao je.
In that message he gave a comment and said.
Svaka pamet bi se složila sa njim.
And he said every mind would agree with him.
Zamislite, to nije bio trenutak kada je Bog njegovu službu raširio po celom svetu.
It wasn't a moment when God broadcast his ministry throughout the whole world.
To nije bilo vreme u kome su se crkve otimale i govorile dođi u našu crkvu, moli se za bolesne u našoj zajednici.
It wasn't a moment when people used to strive and say come to our church and pray for our sick people.
To nije bilo to vreme.
It was not such a time.
On je bio mladi lokalni propovednik.
He was just an unknown local preacher.
Nepoznati, zapostavljen.
Unknown, pushed away.
I lična tragedija se obrušila na njegov život.
And the very personal tragedy took its toll on his life.
Ali poput Joba u tome trenutku, njegovo srce je progovorilo i reklo.
But like Job, in this very moment, his heart spoke.
Kom je dao ovo dete?
Who gave this child to me?
Bog dao, Bog uzima.
God giveth and the Lord taketh away. Amen.
Blagoslovljeno ime Gospodine.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.
I rekao je, slatko srce, ja te predajem Bogu.
And he said, dear heart, I surrender you to God.
Idi odmori svoju napaćenu dušu.
Go and rest your troubled soul.
Idi budi svoju majku i čekaj me.
Go and be with your mother and wait for me.
Ja ću i dalje propovedati da je Bog iscelitelj.
I'll still preach that God is a healer.
Ja ću nositi cveće na tvoj grob i propovedati da je Bog spasitelj.
I will carry flowers to your grave and still say that Jesus, God is a savior. Amen.
Zato što ja verujem i volim tog Boga.
Because I believe and love such a God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Može đavo da govori što god želi.
And the devil can say what he wishes.
Ja to više ne želim da slušam.
I will not receive it anymore. Listen.
Nije važno, dušo moja, što ti odlaziš.
It's not important, my dear soul, that you are going.
Nije važno što će tvoj otac ići da propoveda bez tebe i stalno sa sećanjem na tebe.
And it doesn't matter that your father will continue preaching and always remember you.
Jednoga dana mi ćemo se sresti.
But one day we shall meet again.
Ali Bog kome ja služim.
And the God whom I serve.
Spasio je tvoju dušu.
Saved your soul.
I blagoslovljeno njegovo sveće.
And blessed be his holy name. Amen.
I nije bilo lako.
It wasn't easy.
On je želeo da ode sa zemlje.
He wanted to go from this earth.
Bog je morao u noćnoj viziji da mu se pojavi, morao je da dozvoli da njegova ćerka dođe da je on vidi.
God allowed a nightly vision for his daughter to come to him and he saw her.
To su bili dani neverovatno teške patnje.
They were days of tremendous trouble.
Ali on je poput Isusa morao tu čašu da popije do kraja.
But like Jesus, he had to drink that cup to the very end.
I popio je tu čašu do kraja.
And he drank it. Amen.
I mi smo veoma često, stalno govorimo, brat Braham je bio na toj službi, tamo je bio pun stadion, nekoliko desetina hiljada ljudi.
And we constantly say, brother Branham was at such and such a service, the stadium was full, there was tens of thousands of people.
Ali ovo je život brata Brahama.
But this is the very life of brother Branham.
Moramo gledati na te dane i okolnosti njegovog života kad nam je teško.
We must consider these moments and these times in his life when we are going through a trial.
On kaže da se ja molim za 10.000 bolesnih i da svi od njih umru, ja ću i dalje propovedati da oni.
He said if I was to pray for 10,000 people and they were all to die tomorrow, I will still continue praying for sick people. Amen.
Ja neću biti obeshrabren.
I will not be discouraged. Amen.
Ja verujem.
I believe. Amen.
Kako je to đavo njemu govorio?
How did the devil speak to him?
Od dana Edenskog vrta mi se rađamo sa tom pameti.
From the day of the Garden of Eden, we are actually born with such a mind.
Evi je bilo lako.
To Eve it was easy.
Djavo njoj govorio, ali on nije bio u njoj.
The devil spoke to Eve, but he was not in her.
Dok ga nije prihvatio.
Until she accepted him.
Ali svaki čovjek se rađa sa prirodnim umom koji je neprijatelj Bogu.
Every person is born with a mind which is enmity to God.
I to neće stati pred Bogom.
And that cannot stand before God.
Ali hvala Bogu.
But thanks be to God.
Oni čija su imena zapisana u jagnjetovoj knjizi života.
Those whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life.
Rađaju se sa nečim što je sasvim drugo, a to je seme Božje.
Amen. We are talking about something that is totally different and that is the seed of God.
Koja kada čuje Božju reč,
when it hears the word of God,
kaže amen.
It says amen. Amen.
Hvala Bogu.
Praise be to God. Amen.
Nije važno kako su teške okolnosti.
Doesn't matter how hard the circumstances are.
Nije važno da li voljeno dete, kao što je ćerka brata Brahama ga napušta.
It wasn't like, even if it's the daughter of brother Branham that's leaving and going.
On kaže slava Bogu.
But he says, praise God. Amen.
I brat Braham je rekao da ljudi propuštaju Boga zato što je jednostavno.
And brother Branham said that God, people miss God because he's so simple.
I ako vi ovoga jutra imate neko pitanje u sebi.
And if you have a question this morning in your heart.
Neku stvar koju ne razumete.
A thing that you do not understand.
Vi ste suviše još pametni.
Then you are still too smart.
Zato što je otkrivenje Boga jednostavno.
Because the revelation from God is very simple.
Ono što toliko želite da znate je pred vama, ali vi to ne primećujete.
That which you want to understand is before you, but you don't notice it.
Bog kaže, Rahman kaže.
Brother Branham said.
Da Bog nije u velikim stvarima koje mi pokušavamo da učinimo.
God is not in the big things which we are endeavoring to do.
Abraham je rekao da je Bog u malim stvarima koje mi propuštamo da
uradimo. Abraham said we God is in small things which we fail to do.
I zato obratite pažnju na male stvari koje propuštate.
Therefore pay attention on small things which you are missing out on.
Prorok kaže da su to stvari koje mi započnemo pa ne završimo.
Amen. Prophet said they are things which we start but do not finish.
Tako gledajmo na stvari oko sebe.
Therefore, let's look on the things around about us.
I gledajmo na te male, ponizne stvari.
And look, let's look at those small, humble things.
Jer Bog je u poniznosti.
For God hides himself in simplicity. Amen.
Brat Brahan kaže da je Bog morao da obuči Mojsija u svetskoj mudrosti.
God, brother Brahan said that God had to train Moses in worldly wisdom.
I onda kaže da je to uradio sa svrhom, a svrha toga je bila
he did it with a purpose, and the purpose of that was
da pokaže da će ona, mudrost iznevjeriti.
To show that wisdom is going to fail.
Dakle, pazite, Bog je morao da Mojsija provede kroz ovu povuku egipatske mudrosti.
Therefore, God had to lead Moses through this wisdom of Egypt.
I razlog zašto je to Bog radio i dozvoljavao.
And the reason why God did it and allowed it.
Da bi Mojsije propao u tom pokušaju.
That Moses may fail in this endeavor.
I da bi Bog pokazao.
That God may show.
Da ljudska pamet i znanje.
That human wisdom and knowledge.
Nikada neće doneti slobodu Izraelu.
Can never bring deliverance to Israel.
Bilo je potpuno logično ono što je Mojsije želeo da uradi.
It was very logical what Moses wanted to do.
Ja vidim ovdje egipatsku armiju.
I see the Egyptian army.
Vidim egipatski sistem.
I see the Egyptian system.
Vidim egipatsku religiju.
I see the Egyptian religion.
I vidim milione bespomoćnih robova.
And I see millions of helpless slaves.
I kako ću ja njih osloboditi?
And how shall I liberate them?
Pa tako što ću postati veliki vojskovođa.
Because I will become a great general.
Što ću postati veliki general.
A great army leader.
Što ću se približiti faraonu.
I'll come closer to Pharaoh.
I jednog dana zauzeti njegovo mjesto.
And one day I shall take his place.
I kada budem imao dovoljno moći u svojim rukama, ja ću potpisati deklaraciju i dati slobodu Izraelu.
And when I have enough authority in my hands, I will sign the declaration of liberty to Israel.
I 40 godina svoga života je usmjerio u tome pravcu.
And 40 years of his life he directed in that direction.
Ceo život je uložio u to. Najbolje godine života je uložio u to.
The best part of his life he put into this.
I Bog kaže, brat Rakan kaže ovdje u ovoj poruci da ga je Bog puštao na taj način.
Brother Rakan said in this message that God allowed him to go in this manner.
Da bi Mojsije mogao propasti u to.
That Moses may fail.
I onoga dana kada je završio u pustinji.
And that day when he ended up in the wilderness.
On je izgubio svoju bitku.
He lost his battle.
On je bio poražen čovjek.
Oh, he was a defeated man.
On nije više vidio način kako će da spasi Izrael.
He did not see a way in which he could deliver Israel.
Ali upravo kada vi izgubite svoju vlastitu bitku, Bog se pojavi.
Amen. But when you lose your own battle, God comes on the scene. Amen.
Amen. Bog se pojavio Mojsiju.
God appeared to Moses.
I rekao je.
And said.
Moja sila je nešto sasvim drugačije.
My strength is something utterly different.
I on je na neki način se žalio Bogu pa je rekao, a kako ću Bože ja sada da se vratim?
And he complained to God and he said, God, how shall I go back?
Ti jesi Bog, ali ja sam poražen čovjek.
You're God, but I'm a defeated man.
Potpuno poražen čovjek u ovoj pustinji.
Utterly defeated in this desert.
Ali Bog nije mario na to, nije mario za to.
But God did not pay attention to this.
On mu je pokazao drugi način.
Amen. He showed him another way.
Vera.
Faith.
Verom.
By faith.
Kako ćeš osloboditi Izraelce iz Egipta? Verom.
Amen. How shall you deliver Israelites from Egypt? By faith.
Amen. Išao si svojim putem za sve te godine.
You went your own way for many years.
I treba će godina da se to izbaci iz tebe.
And it'll take years for this to for you to be free from.
Ali u ovoj pustinji.
But in this desert.
Više nisi sam.
You are not alone anymore.
Amen. Ja sam sa tobom.
I am with you.
Moja sila je sa tobom.
My strength is with
you. Moja snaga je sa tobom.
My power is with you.
I ono što je najvažnije, moja milost je sa tobom.
And what is most important, my mercy is with you. Amen. Hallelujah.
I zaboravi sve o svojoj pameti i znanju.
Forget everything about your knowledge and about your mind.
Uzmi ovaj štab.
Take this stick.
I u njemu je sila sa kojom ćeš osloboditi Izrael.
And in it is the power by which you shall deliver Israel. Amen.
Jer je to uradio.
And he did it.
Prorok je došao do faraona i rekao je, evo ja sam sada prošao jednu drugu školu, školu vera.
The prophet came to Pharaoh and he said, I have gone through a different school now.
Ti misliš da sam ja poražen i fanatik, ali ne.
You think that I'm defeated and a fanatic, but
ja
no.
Ja sam sluga Boga živoga.
I'm the servant of the living God.
I dragi gospodine, ti ćeš se meni pokloniti ili ćeš umreti.
Dear Lord, stvaram tu. And he said, Pharaoh, you will bow to me or you're going to die.
I umre.
And he died.
Prošlo je vreme, ali umre.
That's right. Time elapsed, but Pharaoh died.
Ali prorok je došao sa silom božanske vere i pomazanja.
But the prophet came with God's promise and anointing. Amen.
Danas.
Today.
Vreme koje mi živimo.
Times in which we live.
I slično Mojsijevom vremenu.
Is very parallel to Moses' time.
Zato što imate vatreni stup ponovo među ljudima.
We have the pillar of fire amongst the people.
Onaj koji se pojavio Mojsiju u pustinji pojavio se bratu Brahamu.
He who appeared to Moses in the wilderness appeared to brother Branham.
Ta tri mjesta u Bibliji.
In three places in the Bible.
U vreme izlaska.
At the time of Exodus from Egypt.
u vreme kada se taj vatreni stup pojavio Pavlu u danima Isusa Hrista.
The time when that pillar of fire was revealed to Paul in the, after the times of Jesus.
I danas.
And today.
U naše vreme.
In our times.
Zašto je on došao?
Why did he come?
Uvek.
Always.
Da donese slobodu.
To bring deliverance. Amen.
I danas je taj vatreni stup došao da donese slobodu i danas je on ovdje da vam da potpunu slobodu.
And that pillar of fire came to bring us deliverance and he is here again to give us total liberty. Amen.
I postoji samo jedna stvar koja je uslov za to, samo veru.
There is only one condition and that is only believe.
Vera, u šta? U ono što Bog kaže da je istina.
Faith in what? Faith in what God says is true.
Vera u ono što je Boži prorok rekao da je istina.
Faith in what God's prophet said is true.
Ma koliko vi to ne razumete.
Regardless, even if we don't understand it.
Zato što će sve sile rezonovanja.
Because all the power of reasoning.
Jer prirodni um nikada neće stati pred Bogom.
Because our carnal mind can never face up to God.
U poruci duhovna inspiracija.
In the sermon spiritual inspiration.
Brat Branham govori o ženi koja je izgubila sina.
Brother Branham talks about a woman who lost her son.
I kaže, sina koga je dobila od Gospoda.
And said a son that she received from the Lord.
Kaže, prva ideja koju ona uradila, prva stvar koju ona uradila, ona je otišla do proroka Božije.
She said the first thing that he did, the first idea that she had was to come to the prophet of God.
Znate što bi ljudi danas uradili i šta rade danas kada se suoče sa tako strašnim događajima?
You know what people do today when they are confronted by such awful incidences?
Prva stvar je oni plaču.
First of all, they cry.
Oni očajavaju.
They despair.
Oni se žale.
They complain.
Ali ta žena je bila inspirisana u svom srcu, u svojoj duši.
But that woman was inspired in her heart and in her soul.
I ona je otišla direktno i pravo kod proroka.
She went directly and straight to the prophet.
Ona rekla, nije ovo završena priča, dok on ne kaže svoju reč.
She said, this is not the end of the story, but let him speak first.
Amen. Zato što je Sveti Duh inspirisao njeno srce.
Because the Holy Spirit inspired her heart.
Ja se sjećam jedne izjave brata Biskala koja mi puno značila u životu i sa jedne od njegovih propovedi.
I remember one statement that brother Biskal made which had a big impact in my life in one of his sermons.
Čuo je brata Brahama na jednoj kaseti.
He heard, on je čuo.
Da, brother Biskal je čuo to.
Brother Biskal heard brother Branham on one of the tapes.
Brat Brahama izjavio na kaseti. Vi ste, pazite izjavu. Yeah. Potpuno slobodni od svakog greha.
And the statement was, you are free from every manner of sin.
Brat Biskal kaže, kada sam to čuo, na neki način je bio šokiran.
Brother Biskal said, when he heard this, he was shocked.
Kako sam ja to slobodan?
How am I free?
Svaka moja pamet je bila protiv toga.
All my mind was against it.
Imao sam hiljadu stvari da kažem Bogu.
I had a thousand things to complain to God.
Hiljadu grešaka koje sam ja napravio.
Thousand of mistakes that I did.
Kako sam ja slobodan, Bože?
God, how am I free?
I kaže, ne da imao problema, kaže imao je pravi rat unutar sebe.
Not only did he say he had problems, but he had a real war raging within.
Hiljadu razloga u njegovoj glavi.
Thousand reasons in his mind.
Koji su se suprotstavili onom što je brat Branham rekao.
Which were opposing to that which brother Branham said.
I onda je rekao, ali ja znam da je nešto isijavalo iz mene.
But I know that something was radiating from within me.
I što je govorilo.
And which was saying.
Da to je istina.
That, yes, that is the truth.
Da to je istina.
Yes, that is the truth.
Zašto je to istina? Zato što ti to tako kažeš.
Why is the truth? Because you have spoken it so.
Da Bože, ako ti kažeš da sam ja slobodan od greha, onda je to istina.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. If you say that I'm delivered from sin, then that is the truth. Amen.
Podsjeća na Petra koji je rekao, ja sam lovio cijelu noć.
It reminds me of Peter who said, I fished all night.
Ali ako ti kažeš da ja bacim ove mreže ponovo u more, ja ću to svakako uraditi.
But Lord, at your command, I will cast down the nets again.
Ali ono što je Petar čuo bilo je mnogo manje od onoga što je čuo brat Biskal.
But that which... Bilo je manje.
Mnogo manje od onoga što je čuo brat Biskal.
What Peter heard was a lot less significant than what brat Biskal heard.
Jer to je isti Hrist koji je govorio.
For that was the same Christ who was speaking.
I brat Biskal je čuo najlepšu rečenicu hrišćanskog života.
And brother Biskal heard the most beautiful sentence in his life.
Sine moj.
Son of mine.
Ti si potpuno slobodan od svakoga greha.
You are totally free from every sin. Amen.
Rat se vodio unutar njega, ali je bitka završena.
The war was raging, but the battle was finished.
Zato što je duša koja je unutar njega.
Because the soul that is within him.
Koja je rođena od Svetoga Duha.
Which is born from the Holy Spirit.
Jača od pameti koje je doneo u prirodno rođenje.
Is greater than our mind which we receive by birth.
Amen. Ja želim da vas ohrabrim u tom smeru ovoga jutra.
And that's the direction I want to point you to this morning.
Mojsije je došao da fizički oslobodi Izrael iz Egipta.
Moses came physically to deliver Israel from Egypt.
I ta služba nije bila laka.
And that ministry was not light, easy.
Ali naše oslobođenje.
But our deliverance.
Nije fizičko.
It's not physical.
Bar ne do uznesenja.
At least until the rapture.
Zato što smo mi tu gdje smo.
Because we are where we are.
Živimo na mjestima gdje smo se rodili i odrastali.
We live in places where we were born and where we grew up.
Ali naša sloboda je sloboda od grijeha.
But our liberation is a liberation from sin. Amen.
I brat Rahim je rekao tako veliku izjavu.
And Brother Branham said such a great statement.
Meni nije jasno zašto ljudi gledaju na neke njegove izjave koje nisu mnogo značajne, recimo za naš život.
For example, there are people who look at some of the statements perhaps that are not so very important for our own lives.
Recimo dužina patnji i dužina velikih nevolja.
For example, the duration of the great tribulation.
Ali ova stvar koja je suštinska za mene i vas, vi ste slobodna nevesta Hristova.
Amen. But this is crucial for you and I as the bride of Jesus Christ. You are a free bride of Jesus Christ.
Da Bože, zato što ti to kažeš, u meni nema greha.
Why? Because God, you said there is no sin in me. Amen.
Moja savjest kaže drugačije.
My conscience says differently.
Moja sećanja kažu drugačije.
My memory says it differently.
Moja glava kaže drugačije.
My head says it differently.
Ali zato što ti kažeš.
But because you say.
Ja ti verujem.
I believe you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Ma koliko to zvučalo nevjerovatno.
Regardless of how unbelievable it sounds.
To je izgledalo potpuno ne. Zamislite izjavu, vi ste slobodni od greha, ne neko drugi.
Imagine the statement, the declaration, you are free from sin, not someone else.
Vi.
You.
Brat Uroš kažu mi da je propovedao o opravdanju verom.
Amen.
Ja sad na neki način idem u to posvećenje, slobodu.
Now I believe brother Uroš spoke about justification. Now I'm going further and speaking about freedom or liberation.
Nemojte se žaliti Bogu.
Do not complain and murmur on God.
Ja vas molim, ako ste to radili, nemojte to više raditi.
I ask you, if you did those things, don't do them anymore.
Ako ste kukali.
If you murmured.
Ja vas molim, nemojte to više raditi.
I plead with you, do not do it anymore.
Kada je Mojsije to radio.
When Moses did it.
Bog mu je rekao.
God said.
Zašto mičeš?
Why are you screaming, shouting?
Govori.
Speak only, amen. Why cry? Speak, amen.
Mi živimo u vremenu izgovorene reči.
We live in the time of the spoken word.
I nekako kada mi razmišljamo o tom velikom daru izgovorene reči.
And when we think about this great day of the spoken word.
Na neki način svi bi mi u prvom trenutku želeli da budemo na nekoj planini da izgovorimo veverice u postojanje.
In some way we would all want to be up on the mountain to speak the squirrel into existence.
Ali možda nikad nećemo biti.
But perhaps that will never happen to us.
Možda Bog ne vidi potrebu za tako nešto.
Perhaps God sees no need for such a thing.
Ali Mojsije je bio u nevolji.
But Moses was in trouble.
Neprijatelj je bio sa svih strana.
There was enemy all around.
I on je žalio se i rekao je Bogu šta da radim sada.
And he complained and said, God, what shall I do?
I Bog je rekao, zašto vičeš ka meni, prestani, ćuti.
And God said to him, why are you screaming? Why are you crying to me? Be quiet.
Govori.
Ah, speak.
Znate, priznavanje greha.
Therefore,
pokajanje.
Confession of our sins, repentance.
Nikada nije potpuna stvar.
Is never a complete act.
Ako vi ne priznajete istinu njegovog spasenja.
Unless you confess the truth of his salvation.
Kada priznate svoj greh, nemojte ni podaštavati sebe i nemojte to nositi kao teret u danima koji dolaze.
If you confess, do not carry, do not be burdened by your own sins anymore.
Vi niste ispravno postupili do kraja ako uz priznanje greha niste ispovedali i priznali verom da je on vaš spasitelj.
You did not act properly unless by when you confess that you also forsook and acknowledge that he is your savior.
Recite Bogu, da Bože, ja sam to uradio i žao mi je.
You say, God, I did that and I'm sorry.
Ali ja verujem da si onoga dana na Golgoti ti bio tamo.
But I believe that day on Calvary you took away my sins and nailed them.
Ja verujem da si ti uzeo moju kaznu na sebe.
I believe you took my guilt on yourself.
I ne samo što si umirao na Golgoti.
Not only did you die on Calvary.
Nego tvoja duša je to upakao.
But your soul went to hell.
Umjesto mene.
Instead of me.
Ali nije ni samo to. Ti si ustao iz
toga. But not only that, you rose again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Ispovedajte njegovu slavu, a ne samo svoju.
Brothers and sisters, confess his glory and not your own pride. Amen.
On je sveštenik visokog priznanja.
He is the high priest of our confession.
U poruci bez znakova crkve živoga Boga.
In the sermon 5 identifications of the living true church of Jesus Christ.
Da, dakle, govorio o problemima koji se javljaju u crkvi u vezi oblačenja, ponašanja i moralnog stava.
Brother Branham spoke about the problems that we have in churches regarding attire and dress and the moral condition.
I rekao je, mi ne prisiljavamo ljude da rade bilo šta.
And he said we are not forcing people to do these things.
Kaže, mi propovedamo ovo evanđelje.
Amen. He said but we preach this gospel.
I ljudi ispovedaju da su takvi dok takvi ne postanu.
And people confess that they are so until they become so.
Amen. Na jednom mjestu brat Rahman kaže, nemojte nikada dozvoliti da vas đavo čuje da kažete da vi ne vjerujete.
Amen. And one place he said, never allow the devil to hear you say that you do not believe.
Nemojte dozvoliti.
Don't permit that.
Ja vam kažem još jednu stvar.
I'll tell you one more thing.
Nemojte nikada dozvoliti da sa vaših usana đavo čuje da vi kažete da ne može.
Don't allow the devil to hear from your own lips words that you cannot.
Kada su došli do obećane zemlje,
when they came to the promised land,
videli su, poslali su izvidicu.
They sent the spies.
Oni su se vratili.
They came back.
I doneli su duh nevere.
And they brought in a spirit of unbelief.
I govorili su, ja, mi ne možemo da osvojimo tu zemlju.
And they said, we are not able to conquer this land.
Zato što tamo žive divovi, narod mnogo moćniji od nas.
Because there are giants, people much greater than we are.
I nijedan od onih koji je na granici obećane zemlje govorio da ne može.
Amen. And none of those who were on the border of the promised land and said he cannot.
Nije ni ušao tamo.
He didn't even enter in. Amen.
Ako ne verujete, vi nećete ni otići u nebo.
If you don't believe, you won't enter in. Amen.
Onaj koji je govorio, mi smo više nego sposobni da pređemo u tu zemlju.
But he who said we are more than able to go into that.
Je prešao u tu zemlju zato što je verovao.
He entered in because he believed. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I zato ja hoću da svi vi kažete danas, ja verujem.
And that's why I want you all to confess and say, I do believe.
Ja verujem da si ti umro za mene na
Golgotha. I believe you died for me on Golgotha.
Ja verujem da ti živiš u meni.
I believe that you are living in me.
Ja verujem da si ti oslobodio moju dušu od svakoga zla.
I believe that you liberate my soul from every evil.
Želim da se ohrabrite i poput Isusa Navina koji je rekao, mi smo više nego sposobni da uđemo u
to. I want you to be encouraged and say like Joshua, the son of Nun, who said, we are more than able to take it. Amen.
Poput Isusa koji je izjavio, ja i Otac jedno smo.
According to Jesus, who said, I and the Father are one.
Da vi danas izjavite ljudima i Bogu,
that you may confess before God and men.
Ja verujem da Hrist živi u meni.
I believe that Jesus lives in me.
Amen. Ja i Hrist jedno smo. Ja i Hrist jedno.
Christ and I are one. Amen.
Ko vidi mene, vidi Hrist.
He who sees me sees Christ. Amen.
I kada vas ljudi pitaju poput Isusa što su pitali na zadnjoj večeri, kao što su to njemu rekli učenici, pokaži nam Oca i bit će nam dovoljno.
And when people ask you, like they asked Jesus at the Last Supper, and they said, show us the Father and he shall suffice us.
Želim da imate toliku veru da kada ste sa ljudima i oni vam postave to pitanje da vidim Krista.
And when people, when you are with people and they ask,
biće mi dovoljno.
Okay, I want to see Christ.
Želim da vaš odgovor u veri bude ovakav.
I want your answer by faith to be so.
Toliko sam sa vama, prijatelji, i još me nisi prepoznao.
My friends, I am so long with you and do you not recognize it?
To je ova poruka.
That is the message.
To je razlog zašto je ovo izgovoreno.
That's why these things are spoken. Amen.
To je razlog zašto ljudi ovo propovedaju po celom svetu.
That's why people are preaching these truths all around the world.
To se propoveda semenu koje će verovati.
It is spoken to the seed which will believe.
Na kraju brat Branham je došao da obnovi veru.
At the end brother Branham came to restore the faith.
Veru u šta?
Faith in what?
Veru da su nevesta i Hrist.
That the bride and Christ are one.
Amen.
Ko vidi nevestu vidi Hrista.
He, they who see the bride see Christ.
Nevesta je lice Hristovo na zemlji.
the bride is the face of Jesus Christ on this earth.
I zato želim da vam kažem ovoga jutra, vi stojite na granici.
And therefore I want to tell you this morning that you are on the borderline.
Ja poznajem stanje u novim prostorima, na ovom tlu.
Yeah, I know the situation at this place, on this place.
I upravo kao nekada kada su ljudi bili na granici obećane zemlje Izrael.
And in the same manner when the children of Israel were of the promise on the border of the promised land,
bili su tako blizu.
They were so close.
Gotovo korak.
Just a step.
Čak su prešli taj korak.
They even made the step.
Ljudi koji su propali, prešli su taj korak.
People who perished.
Gazili su po obećanoj zemlji.
They walked on the promised land.
Vratili se nazad.
They came back.
Počeli da propovedaju kako je to daleko i nedostižno.
They started preaching how far it is and how unobtainable it is.
Ja vam kažem u ime Boga, nemojte to raditi.
I tell you in the name of the Lord, do not do it.
Verom.
By faith.
Verom.
By faith.
Verom.
By faith.
Zakoračite u obećanu zemlju ovoga jutra.
Step in the promised land today, this morning. Amen.
I nemojte govoriti ja sam nedostojan te zemlje.
And do not confess I'm unworthy of that land.
Recite ja jesam, ali onaj koji živi u meni je veći od svega.
I'm not, but he who liveth in me is able. Amen. Hallelujah.
Ne živim više ja, nego živi Hrist.
It's no longer I that liveth, but Christ who liveth in me. Amen.
Ova reč koja je došla sa usana proroka.
The words that came from the very lips of the prophet.
Došla je do svoga odredišta moga srca.
It came to the destination of my heart.
Žalim prijatelji, žalim nevernici, žalim Gospoda, ali ja tu ne mogu pomoći sebi ni drugima, to je tako.
I feel sorry for friends, for unbelievers, but I cannot help myself nor others.
Ja jesam.
I am.
Nevesta Hrista.
I am the bride
of Jesus Christ.
I am the Son of God.
Njegovim ranama ja sam izlečen.
By his stripes I am healed.
Njegovom krvlju ja sam oslobođen.
By his blood I am delivered.
Duhom ove poruke, ja sam zapečaćen.
By the spirit of this message I am sealed.
Sila uskrsnuća je u mome srcu.
The power of resurrection is in my heart.
I bit će tu za neki dan da ću ja biti u telu kao što je njegov.
And it shall be very soon that I shall be in the body like Jesus is. Amen.
I prestanite govoriti, molim vas.
Therefore I beg you, do not say.
Kada se ovaj kamp završi.
When this camp is finished.
Loše je.
Do not say evil.
Neduhovno je.
Something bad.
Nemojte biti negativni.
Don't be negative.
Plodite taj duh koji je video obećanu zemlju i onda porekao Boga.
Take that spirit away which saw the promised land and then defied God.
Uzmite duh Isusa Navina.
Take the spirit of the Joshua and prophet Elijah.
Budite duh brata Abrahama koji je rekao ako ja budem jedini u zemlji, ja ću biti
tamo. He said, Brother Branham said, if I'm the only one in the rapture, so be it, I'll be there. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
To je poruka koju sam ja želao da vam kažem ovoga jutra i da ne zaboravim.
This is the message that I wanted to deliver to you that you may not forget it.
Samo hrabro.
To encourage you.
Nema razloga da se bojite bilo čega.
Little ones, do not fear anymore.
Brat Rakam je rekao da je najveći neprijatelj crkve strah.
The brother Branham said that the greatest enemy of the church is fear.
Nemojte se bojati.
Don't fear.
Nemojte se bojati smrti.
Don't fear of death.
I reći vam čega da se najviše ne bojite.
And I'll tell you what the most thing you should not fear of.
Nemojte se bojati svojih grešaka.
Do not fear your own mistakes and shortcomings.
Vi ste dete Božje.
You are a child of God.
Sinovi i ćerke svemogućega Boga.
Son and daughters of the Most High. Amen.
Rođeni od reči Božje koja ne može propasti.
Born by the word of God which is infallible.
I nemojte se grešak.
Do not fear your mistakes.
Pismo kaže, svi mi grešimo mnogo puta.
Bible says we all err many times.
I kako vrijeme bude prolazilo i mi rasli.
And as the time passes on and we mature.
Bit će toga sve manje i manje.
There will be less and less of these mistakes.
Ali čak i kad pogrešite, nemojte očajavati.
But when you do make a mistake, do not be in despair.
Nemojte biti kao mala djeca kada pogreše, misle da su sve lađe potonule.
Don't be like little children when they make a mistake, they think that all the ships have sunk.
Veoma brzo ustanite i krenite dalje.
Stand up quickly and move forward. Amen.
Kako verom koja je jednom za ovih dana svetima.
By faith which is once given to the believers, saints.
Vreme je da se pređe Jordan.
It's time for us to cross over Jordan.
Vreme je da verom uđemo u obećanu zemlju i da hodamo po njoj kao po našoj zemlji.
It's time for us to walk into the step over into the promised land and walk there by faith as if it's our own. Amen.
Izrael je prešao na svoju zemlju.
Israel entered and walked on their own land.
I onda kao i danas su govorili da su oni okupatori te zemlje.
Then, like now, they were being accused as occupiers of the land.
Ali oni su imali pravo da hodaju po zemlji koju je Bog dao Abrahamu.
But they had every right to walk on the land which God gave to Amen. Abraham.
Amen. I oni danas imaju pravo da hodaju po zemlji koju je Bog dao Abrahamu.
And they have the right today to walk and be in the country which God gave to their forefather Abraham.
Ja i vi danas imamo pravo da uđemo verom u obećanu zemlju koju je Bog dao crkvi.
Amen. And you and I have the right to enter into the promised land which by faith God gave to the church.
Kao što pesma kaže, svako obećanje je verno.
As the song says, every promise is faithful and true.
Svaka glava.
Every chapter.
Svaki stih.
Every line.
Red.
Of every line, yeah.
Svako obećanje pripada vam.
Every promise is yours.
Uzmite ga.
Take it.
Nemojte oklevati.
Do not tarry. Do not waste.
Ono što vam je darovano, uzmite od.
That which is given to you, accept it immediately.
Još jednu stvar. Nikada nemojte dozvoliti da vam borbeni duh, da vas borbeni duh napusti.
Never allow that a spirit of battle leaves you.
U zemlju obećanja su ušli oni koji su se borili.
Aggression. Those that fought entered into the promised land.
Ja sam jednom propovedao o tome u kakvom je stanju bio Izrael u Egiptu.
Once I preached about how what state Israel was in while they were in Egypt.
Oni su bili apatični, nemoćni, prepušteni sudbini.
They were apathetic. They were unable. They were discouraged.
Kada su došli u pustinju.
When they came to the wilderness.
Oni su bili nesigurni borci.
They were unsure soldiers.
Pobeđivali su, gubili, pobeđivali, gubili, verni Bogu pa su se udaljili od njega.
They were winning, they were losing, losing, winning. They were faithful to God and moved away from God.
Ali kada su prešli.
But when they stepped over.
Preko Jordana.
Over Jordan.
Oni su bili samo pobednici.
They were victors and winners. Amen. Amen. Conquerors.
I vreme je da mi budemo samo pobednici.
And it's time for each one of us to be a victor.
Vreme je da mi prestanemo gubiti naše bitke jer nema razloga da ih gubimo.
It's time for us to stop losing our battle because there's no reason for that.
Naše oružje je moćno, snažno, svemoćno.
Amen. For our warfare is mighty and glorious. Amen.
Naša vera,
our faith,
je dovoljno jaka,
is strong enough
da uzme mač,
to take the sword,
i da pobeđe.
And to overcome. Amen.
A tako do prestola Božije.
And thus we go until the throne of God.
Korak po korak, dan za dan.
Step by step, day by day.
A tih dana neće biti dugo.
And there is not too many of those days before us.
Mi ćemo biti na tom prestolu.
We shall be on that throne. Amen.
Mi ćemo biti na svadbenoj večeri Jagnjetova.
We shall be at the marriage supper of the Lamb.
I nemojte vikati da ne možete.
And do not say and complain, I cannot.
Recite Bogu, ja mogu.
Say, confess to God and say, God, I can.
Ja sam.
I am.
Više.
More than.
Nego sposoban.
More than able.
Da dođem do pobede.
To come to victory.
Do uzdesenja.
To unto rapture.
Do svadbene večere Jagnjetova.
To the marriage supper of the Lamb.
I do prestola Gospodina.
And to the throne of God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Vas Bog blagoslovio, bih vas zamolio da pre večernje službe, kao što je brat Biskala rekao, uzmete Luku 24. Glavu i to za večeras pročitajte.
I would ask you that during this break that you would take Luke 24, as brother Biskala asked us last night, and read through it.
Neka vas Bog blagoslovio.
May God truly bless you. Amen. Hvala. Muzičari, došte napred da završimo. Brat Tomaš, imaš nešto da kažeš? Hallelujah. Jeste ohrabreni? Are you encouraged?
Amen.
Hoću da iskoristim priliku da samo stavim jednu malu tačkicu još na to što je rečeno, iako ne kažem da to nije sve dorečeno, ali osim da sad je prilika da znate da je to istina što je brat Dragomir propoveda.
I just want to add one point, not that it's not true, but I really want to say that whatever he preached is the truth.
To je istina i to je tako jednostavno.
It is the truth and it is yet so simple.
I kada bi mogli da uđemo u taj um Boži koji je tako jednostavan.
And if we could only enter into the mind of God which is so simple.
I oni koji poznaju Bibliju malo samo.
And those who know the Bible even a little bit.
Kada bi mogli da pogledaju.
If they could look.
Kada je Isus govorio.
When Jesus spoke.
On je sreo mnoge koji su bili bolesni u telu.
He met many that were sick in the flesh.
Koji su bili bolesni u duhu.
Which were sick in the spirit.
I posle isto I apostol Pavle I ostali apostoli isto tako.
And apostles and the other apostle Paul did the same thing.
Na mnogim mestima.
In many places.
Kada je Isus govorio.
When Jesus spoke.
Ljudima kao Bartimeju koji je bio spomenut.
I like to blind Bartimaeus who was mentioned.
Isus je rekao, vera tvoja te je spasila.
He said, your faith has made you whole.
Ta grešnica koja je došla I opterećena grešima.
The sinner woman who came to Jesus and was burdened by sin.
Vera tvoja te je spasila.
Your faith has made you whole. Amen.
Vezano za telesno iscelenje.
Tied into the physical healing.
Vezano za duhovno iscelenje.
It's tied into spiritual healing.
Isus.
Jesus.
Apostol Pavle.
Apostle Paul.
Svi oni.
All of them.
Su koristili jednu istu reč.
Amen. They used the one and the same word.
To je grčka reč sozo.
And that is the Greek word sozo.
Kada biste pogledali na grčkom.
And if you look in the Greek what it means.
Kada Isus rekao. Bartimeju da ga je vera spasila.
And if you when Jesus said to blind Bartimaeus your faith has made you whole.
Ili nekom drugome sad nije važno.
Or anyone else doesn't matter.
Vezano koji je bio bolestan.
Whoever was sick.
Tamo je ta reč sozo.
There we find the word sozo.
Kada je Pavle rekao.
When Paul said
da ste milošću spašeni kroz veru.
When Paul said by grace are you saved through faith.
Ne po delima.
Not according to works.
On je koristio tu istu reč.
He used the very and the same word.
Tako da Isus nije pravio razliku nikakvu.
So Jesus made no difference.
Vi ste spašeni po veri.
You are saved by faith.
Potpuno i duhovno I telesno.
Completely, spiritually and physically.
I ne smete to nikad zaboraviti.
And you should never forget that. Amen.
Vaše spasenje potpuno.
Your salvation is complete.
Amen.
Amen.
I želim da razmišljate o tome.
I would like you to ponder over this.
I kada god dođe neprijatelj.
Whenever the enemy comes.
Vi to izgovorite da bi on to znao.
Amen. You confess it so that he may hear it. Amen.
Pazite, on to zna.
He knows it.
Ali pokažite mu da I vi to znate.
But show him that you also know that and believe it. Amen.
I neka vas Gospod blagoslovi.
May God bless you, brothers and sisters. Amen. Alright, ustat ćemo na naše noge. Let's stand to our feet. Biće prezentacija što smo rekli u vezi misijskog rada u 4 sata tu, na ovom mjestu, brat Aladin. Znači, u 4 sata svi ste dobrodošli da to pogledate. There'll be a Congo presentation at 4 o'clock at this place. You are all welcome to come along. And the young people at 2:30, please assemble here. I mladi nek se saberu tu u 2:30. Ajde, koju pjesmu smo pripravili da završimo I da proslavimo Gospoda? Novo sam stvorenje. Amen. I'm a new creation, brat Dragomir. Oh, hallelujah. Moram vam priznat, nije imao mnogo bilježaka. Ja sam gledao rekoda kada to dolazi. I must confess, he didn't have too many notes. I said, where is all that coming from? Ja gledam, ono nema ništa. Just par stihova. And I looked and there was just a few things written. But praise the Lord, it comes from the heart. Amen? Došlo je iz srca I ide srcu. Kad se složna srca, složne I ovo gledat može. Amen. Amen.